Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Man, thanks for tuning in to Cable Hunch Internet Radio. You dig? Hold on, let me get my background music pumped up. I got a whole bunch of shit going on with my speakers and shit today. I had a whole bunch of issues with it. Hold on. Alright, yeah. Now, we situated. Okay. Man, thanks everybody for tuning in to the show, man. I had a great show last night. Yo, man, my show last night is a must download replay. And by the way, pay attention. Speaking of downloads, speaking of K100, speaking of Blizzom, speaking of 347-934-0966, all at the same time. We're on Facebook, we're on MySpace, we're on iTunes, you dig? Holler at us, man. Follow us on the iTunes podcast. Want to welcome everybody, of course, to the show. Thanks for tuning in. The number for the show is 347-934-0966 for the new people who don't know that. 347-934-0966. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That's the letter K dash the number 100. That's how you get to the official website for the show. But a lot of people have been following me and checking me out on the download. So if you can't catch me during the live hours of K-100 Internet Radio, which is 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, that's 7 to 9 p.m. in the Bay with my hometown, Panama City. What's happening? 850 in the building. Everybody else that's on Central Time, what's up? Out there and on the West Coast, that's, 5 to 7, whatever, you know what it is, you know the time difference. Anyway, if you can't catch my show live, make sure you check me out on iTunes as an official podcast in the iTunes store. I really appreciate it. Just go to the iTunes store, launch the application, go to the podcast section, hit, subscribe to the K100 show. If you can't find K100, all you gotta do is go and do a search. It's got a little search box up there like everything else does. Do a search, K100. When you see the middle finger, that's us. That's the logo, just in case you didn't know. Middle finger's up. And so subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, man. Do that shit. If not, if you don't want to go through all that, or if you don't use iTunes or whatever, then, of course, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. And you can get the MP3 version and the downplay from there, right, from that site right there. Cool. And myspace.com/K100radio. That's all one word. And also do a Facebook search for us, K100 Radio. Now, they got a little another country station or some shit like that. It's out there in somewhere, out west somewhere. It's called K100. Fuck them. And plus, when you see the middle finger, you know it's me. All right? Check us out, man. Become our Facebook friend. Once again, I'm your host, Blizzom. B-L-I-Z-M, for those of you who don't know what it's, how to spell. You can Google me. Yeah. I'm on my grind. With that being said, I want to remind everybody that K100 Internet Radio is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. I'm the CEO around these parts. It's an independent label that I got pumping up. I'm an artist. I'm a producer myself and an engineer. I do music around here. With that being said, that's how it all started. I am an artist, and I started out as being a rapper, progressed to a producer, progressed to other things. Now I'm a fucking radio host. If you can't understand, goddamn, not putting your eggs in one motherfucking basket and goddamn doing other shit, and kill yourself. But everybody know I'm still one of the illest in the underground. Get at me. With that being said, we do music around here. I support the independent underground artists. And anybody that's doing music on the underground independent scene, I fucks with them. I try and push them. I try and promote them on K100. That's what we about. We about uncensored talk. You feel me? But we also about music. All right? We about pushing independent artists. With that being said, if you have a song, if you know anybody that has a song, let's say you rap or your baby mama sang or however it want to go down, or they want to get their song on K100 Internet Radio, all they got to do is send it to K100Radio@gmail.com. Once again, K100Radio@gmail.com. The letter K, the number 100, the word radio, all one word, K100Radio@gmail.com. Send it to me in the MP3 format, please, for the love of everything that's sacred. Stop sending me Windows Media's file. Damn it, man. I told you, MP3s, send it to me, man, and I'll get you on here. You feel what I'm saying? I play everything that's been sent to me. You understand what I'm saying? If you just don't send me no fucking heavy metal or country, all right? My demographic is 25 to motherfucking 40 black folks. What the fuck am I going to do with that? I'm flushing it. It's not going to work. I'm not going to be able to play it, all right? It's not going to fit. But you got, you know what I'm saying, your homeboy rap or you rap, your baby mama sang, whatever, pop, spoken word. I'm trying to holler at the spoken word artists. Where the fuck y'all at? Y'all always talk about y'all ain't got a platform. Y'all suppressed and all this shit. I'm trying to give you a platform. I fucks with you. Don't make the spoken word 3 minutes. Make it a minute and a half. You got some dead poetry. You want to get your dead poetry dram on? I fucks with you. Yeah. Send them in to K100, man. I'm going to run that. Put these people up on game because, as everybody knows, here at K100, we talk about a lot of crazy, wild, sex, fucking, relationship, drama, shit. But at the same time, we talk about a lot of real shit that matters to the community, that matters to black folks. You understand what I'm saying? So sing your shit, man. You know, so we maybe talk about some serious shit one night and some deep thinking shit. You understand what I'm saying? I got 126 episodes under my belt. Get your mind right. I talk about all kind of shit. Send me your shit, man. K100Radio@gmail.com. Run that. MySpace, Facebook, do it. All right. And also, if you got any suggestions or feedback about my show, send that shit to K100 Radio 2. Blizzard, you suck. Fuck you, but send it in. Tell me in the email, nigga. Or call in. 347-934-0966. It don't matter. I can take constructive criticism. But at the end of the day, fuck you. Pay me. Tonight, we're going to have a pretty good, interesting show. You understand? Episode 127. You dig? I am not a fucking role model. Once again, let me repeat that for you slow motherfuckers. I am not a role model. We'll get into that, man. I'm gonna go into it. For those of y'all don't know who's tuning into my show for the first time, I do a breakdown, a synopsis, if you will, of each one of my shows. This is what I blast out over Facebook, MySpace. This is what I send out in text messages. A basic rundown of what my show is gonna be about. You understand what I'm saying? And I do this for every one of my episodes. If you go to my webpage, the Blog Talk webpage, you notice I do an extensive breakdown. I mean, motherfucker, it is called Blog Talk Radio. If you don't know what a blog is and you just dialing this number, I'm going to need you to goddamn do a little more reading, shawty. But every episode I run a breakdown down of what I'm talking about. And so for episode 127, it would not be any different. So here goes. Oh yeah, by the way, background music was provided to me by Track Pros, XL, Nextel Nails, yours truly myself, B-Lo Down, The Presidents, all these guys, all these producers. If you're a producer, don't think that you can't fuck with K100. Send me your music, alright? I'll put it in the background and let it run as the background music. Niggas be hitting me up all the time, like, nigga, you be having them beats in the background. I got like 7 different producers in the playlist right now. So when you listen to the background music, them are some producers. You like some shit, you hear me in the background, whatever, you hear it, fuck with me, holler at me on the email. I'll link you motherfuckers up, you understand what I'm saying? And everybody can break bread and everybody can be happy. So producers, also, utilize it, K100Radio@gmail.com. All right, episode 127. I'm moving fast tonight. My homie Nooney Jr. is going to call into the show. He was on episode 126, he kept it crunk. Shout out to him and Game Hunter and Nikki. It was a classic. You should download it. Moving right along. Episode 127. I am not a role model. And so I'm reading right now. What makes a role model? What makes a role model? That's a question within a question, and I'm going to break it down. I'm going to ask you some more questions. For those of you who don't know the format of the show, I ask questions to everybody. I ask everybody who calls in the same questions. And we debate about the answers. That's how it works. It's kind of got a little structure going on. I got a little organization going on around this bitch. So what makes a role model? Webster's Dictionary defines it as a person whose behavior in a particular role is imitated by others. Once again, a person whose behavior in a particular role is imitated by others. Another definition that I found while doing my research, a person whose behavior, example, or success is or can be emulated by others, especially younger people. Once again, a person whose behavior, example, or success is or can be emulated by others, especially young people. Let's break that down, shall we? If you go by the Webster's definition, which was the first one, then it would suggest to me, let me read it for you again, because I want, some of you might be a little behind. A person whose behavior in a particular role is limited by others. If you go by the Webster's definition, then it would suggest that anyone can be a role model. Follow me, people. A person whose behavior in a particular role is imitated by others. Well, everybody has behavior in a role. I mean, the fucking garbage man has behavior in a role. Dope boys got behavior in a role. Everybody behaves accordingly to whatever the fuck they do. So, if the definition of a role model is a person whose behavior in a particular role is imitated by others, well, I can imitate any fucking thing. It don't gotta be imitating my favorite rapper, imitating my preacher, or anything like that. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, so, but that's the Webster's Dictionary, which you already know. Webster's is the accepted dictionary. This is where they teach our kids in school from. All that kind of shit. And this is what the definition says. So when your child looks it up in school, or whoever looks it up, this is what they're going to see. So this is what I'm going by. I'm not making this shit up. All right? It suggests that anyone can be a role model because anybody can be imitated. All right? I mean, whether those acts be good or bad. So that one is sketchy at best. The second definition suggests that a person's success, example, quote, success, example, or behavior, if emulated, automatically makes them a role model. Okay. Once again, for the slow motherfuckers. The definition says a person whose behavior, example, or success is or can be emulated by others, especially young people. That means, and these are the definitions that's in the fucking dictionary. This first one was Webster's. The second was what I looked up when I Googled it, Wikipedia, and all the other places. You know, this is like the top one or two definitions of the word role model. This is what they define it as. See, I don't talk in half-truths and unfactual shit around here at K100. You understand what I'm saying? I'm telling you what the fuck the word mean, and we're going to debate it from there. All right? So the second one suggests that a person's success, example, or behavior, if emulated, automatically makes them a role model. Both of these are total bullshit, if you ask me. Mainly, since anything anyone does can be emulated if another person possesses the physical or mental capacity to do it. All right? If anybody can be emulated, anybody can be imitated. So just by per definition, anything that you do that can be emulated or imitated automatically makes you a quote-unquote role model. But people like to throw the word role model around real big, like as if it's bigger than what it really is. You feel what I'm saying? Because we're going to go back and we're going to start talking about, and I'm telling you right now, people, I'm going to bring up Michael Vick. I'm going to bring up Tiger Woods. I'm going to bring up all the motherfuckers who people thought was role models with endorsement deals and all this shit. I'm going to bring up Eddie Long. If you're going to get offended, hang the fuck up and log off now. I'm telling you right now, nigga, the show ain't for you. All right? I'm going to bring up a whole bunch of motherfucking quote-unquote role models. Per definition, I can be a role model. And fuck you, I'm not. I'm not your fucking kid's role model or your fucking role model. I'll get into that. So, since anything anyone does can be emulated if another person possesses the physical or mental capacity to do it, to me, it doesn't make sense. Because that means everybody is a fucking walking role model. I named the show I'm Not a Role Model because I don't want to be emulated. I don't want to be imitated. I do me, you do you. What's up, Rocco? I don't want other people's kids to look at me and think I should emulate Blizzum. Because I do a lot of shit kids should not do. Once again, I do a lot of shit kids should not do. That's why I'm not a role model. Alright? As a parent, I'm responsible for what I display to my kids. But those are my goddamn kids, not yours. I can have a talk with them and make sure they understand certain things are not what they appear to be. Or tell them to do as I say and not as I do. them and my kids, I can have one-on-one discussions with them and break shit down and let them understand that when I cuss and say motherfucking shit, damn fuck, they know I rap. They hear some of my songs. They know I cuss. Don't you fucking do it, and I beat your ass if I do. I can't tell your kids that. I don't have the luxury with other people's kids to do that. Nor does any other rapper, athlete, actor, singer, public figure. All right? None of these people have access to other people's kids. So to call them, per definition, in Webster's, Wikipedia, the internet, however you want to call it. All right? These people should not be. They are role models by definition, but I don't think they should be. And so we're going to get into the definition of it, what you think it is, who you think should be one, who should be considered one, all that. So this is what episode 127 is about. So here go the questions. Would you consider yourself a role model? Who would you consider a role model if you have one? If you have a role model, who would you consider that to be? Should kids have role models that they don't even know? Should people that your kid don't even know, that's never met your kid, be their role model? I should think not. Do you think wanting to emulate a person's talent means that they're your role models? Once again, do you think that wanting to emulate a person's talent means that they're your role model? If your child wants to have a jumper like Kobe, should Kobe be his role model? He wants to emulate. And this is what I'm going back to the definition. People, follow me. Should people who want to shoot and play like LeBron, who hit hard like Ray Lewis, they want to emulate them? Per definition, that should be a role model. I'm just telling you what it says in the book. All right. Fuck no. All right. Next question is, have you ever had a role model that let you down? Have you ever looked at somebody and thought that they was a role model and they didn't act accordingly? They did something that was not characteristic of what you thought they should be saying, doing, acting as, whatever, as your role model? All right? Last question. Should police... I want you to pay attention to this one. Because I'm a spark it with this. Should police, politicians, teachers, preachers, should they be considered role models? Are you a role model? Call in. 347-934-0966. Welcome everybody that's on the phone lines. 347-934-0966. I want to welcome everybody to the show. Thanks for tuning in already early. The rest of them are straggly. Got them straggly asses in here in a minute. We'll get to them. First up, back-to-back episodes. I got my homie Nuna Jr. on the line. Let me go ahead and open up the mic, homie. What it do?
What's up, nigga? I'm out here in Florida, nigga. I'm in your state, you heard me?
I'm out here cooling,
you feel me?
Hey, 352, stand the fuck up. My homie calling for 352. See, wait, where you at, homie?
Charles Wakely, what it do? Earthquake Promotions Productions. What's up?
I'm personally finding C. Wakely and sending him this episode because you calling from 352. You understand? I don't know if he's going to listen, but I would do it anyway.
For sure.
Thanks for calling in, homie. Real talk. Listen, I'm glad that you called in. And the reason why I'm really glad, I was glad you called in last night for episode 126. that was great, too. So you want to check the button. I'm really glad that you called in tonight because you can relate. You can relate to being an artist. You can relate to being a blog talk host. You know what I'm saying? You've been in the... It's a lot of...
DJ, a promoter.
A soldier. Okay? A soldier. It's a lot of things that we got in common that you can understand. I want to know if you with me or not. And of course, you know, I respect his opinion. He respects mine, and it is what it is. But I got to hear this dude's opinion mainly because he's a BTR host, and we'll let him give out his information so you can get to the Nuna Jr. live show and all that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do that. But because we've got a lot of similar paths with being BTR hosts, artists, promoters in our own right, soldiers, we both in the military, DJ, everything. You feel what I'm saying? So I want to get his opinion. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to, of course, open up the lines, and we're going to have a great show. So first of all, the homie Nuna Jr., the first question is, are you a role model?
I don't want to be one, you know.
Well, no, Newly. You are not going to slide out of it. You're not sliding out of this. It's a yes or no question. Are you a role model? Do you feel like you are a role model? Yes or no?
You mean do I feel like I'm one, or do other people feel like I'm one?
Are you, if somebody says, Newly, you're a role model, what's your answer? No,
fuck
I am.
No,
yes,
fuck
I am.
No.
You're not a role model, so that's what we're gonna go with.
I can be a model of other things, you know, working hard and not giving
right.
up, but not a role model though. No, you don't want to be
her
like
definition.
Me.
Per definition, because you read my See, everybody like when I have shows like this, I like to break it down for motherfuckers. You feel what I'm saying? Because people gonna they're gonna talk off they're gonna talk out the side of their ass. You feel what I'm saying? Because I went and got the definitions of the words and broke it down. It says a person whose behavior in a particular role is imitated by others. The second one is, a person whose behavior, example, or success is and can be emulated by others, especially young people. So there are probably some people who want to be a BTR host when they host a radio show like we do. There are people who want to rap and go on tour with Webby. You understand? There are people who want to goddamn throw parties and 1,000 people come. There are people who want to be a Marine. You feel what I'm saying? Or whatever. But per definition, that makes you a role model. Now, you're saying you're not. But per definition, there are people who want to emulate what you've done. So, based on these definitions, you're a role model. But you disagree, right?
Hey, I mean, you know, per definition, they say a lot. They say that we 100%, you know, treated fairly. You know, I don't believe that either. Hello.
Okay. All right. So you disagree with, because essentially what I'm going to say and what you're going to say is we disagree with the definition of role model.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that. Well, I don't even want to answer because I know you got a question for it. So I'm gonna wait till you ask me who or what I feel is a role model.
Okay, what makes a role model? That was the next question. What makes a role model? Who would you consider to be your role model? Those
Jesus Christ.
Good answer. And I know.
If
it's not
gonna
be calling tonight, they're gonna do that. They gonna call in tonight and say your only role model should be God. Jesus should be your role model. Now, I understand that, but don't we being honest? And that's a great answer, and a lot of people feel like that. The only person I want to emulate is God, and being in the presence of Christ. And I understand that, but
check this out.
You're a physical person.
Check this out. Uh-huh. If I was to choose a physical person, I had to say Martin Luther King Jr. You know what I'm saying? Somebody like that, you know? So Martin Luther King Jr., and I'm not saying he's perfect, but the dude symbolizes and represents greatness. I mean, I don't know him. I didn't know him. He's too old for me to know. He died before I was even born. But from what I do know about him, and I actually met a few people who campaigned with him in the streets of Birmingham, Alabama, and
right.
Atlanta, they
right.
told me, you know, and they know the man. They got video footage with him. Like, they said this guy was great. Like, he wasn't nasty behind cameras. You know how people good on TV, but then they bad. He said this man was a real man, you know, would give you his last. So that, to me, that is a role model. You know what I'm saying?
So when you say that Martin Luther King is a role model, that means that he is a person whose behavior in a particular role you would like to imitate. He is a person whose behavior, example, and success you would like to emulate.
I mean, I wouldn't say I would like to, but if I be like him, then I'm doing something great. Period. You know. Sometimes we want to be like bad, and we want to be like, you know, negative. But you know, when you grow up and you feel like you want to do right, you want to raise your kids. That, you know, that man raised his kids. He treated his wife right. You feel me?
He cheated on his wife though. You know that. You know he cheated on Coretta. You know he had an affair.
I ain't even know that. Honest with you.
Honestly,
I know more about Marcus Garvey. Well, then fuck him. He's not a role model then. Hey.
Hey, you motherfuckers out here hitting the number one. You better do your goddamn research before you spar with me. Yes, he did have an affair, but the brother did have an affair. It's hush, not talked about because he was such a great person when he was great, but he did have an affair. Okay, people know about it. People don't talk about it, but yeah, it's known. It's documented. It's on the low, but it got out there, leaked out. It was cut and shut down, of course, by him, the church, or whoever, however it happened. So nobody talks about it a lot, but
check this out. I'm a say my mama then, cause I know my mama. You feel me? You know,
okay.
she is a role model, and And not because we said she was, because she took it upon herself to be a role model. She wants that. She feels that that's her calling. You know what I mean? My mama held it down. So to me, that's my role model. I mean, I just said that because that was something quick on my mind. You know, from what I knew about Martin Luther King, I didn't know that. And I ain't knocking him, but, you know, to me, I'm like an honest person. If I'm married, I'm not going to cheat. You know, if I still want to fuck everybody, I will not get married. You know,
right,
period.
Right, right.
That's just me. And can't nobody tell me, oh, you don't know the pains. No, fuck you. You don't know me. You feel me?
Right, right.
You know, we straight up in my family, but I say my mama is a role model. And she has made mistakes. She ain't perfect, but she is very good at being a nice person, a loving person, and a caring person, and will not turn her back on you no matter what you do.
And that's what I'm saying. So that's, like you said, no one's perfect, and that's the whole point. Now, because, see, when you emulate, see, this is, pay attention, K100. And look, my phone lines are filled up. Oh, I'm going to get to everybody, man. I promise. You know I do. The thing, per definition, we use words all the time that we don't know what the fuck they mean. People use the word role model, and they probably never even looked up the definition. But I did. I did the homework for you, niggas. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen, sorry if you get offended by that, but I did the homework for you. The homie Nunez Jr. just said his mama's not perfect, but he would emulate her, and he would want to imitate her in a lot of ways. She's not perfect, so the bad comes with the good. That's why people use the word role model so loosely, and I don't like it, because when you imitate a person's behavior, you can't pick and choose. A person's behavior, it is what it is. When they do the good, they do the bad. You feel what I'm saying? So just, I'm just trying to get you to take in context what the word role model means when you use it around so willy-nilly, because people be like, oh, Tiger Woods was a role model. Mike Vick was a role model. He shouldn't have been doing that. He's a role model. He should know better. He should know better, but role model, leave that shit out of it. Next question, homie. Should kids have role models that they don't even know?
I'm not going to say what they should or shouldn't have, because the child mind is however the child mind is. If they feel I want to be like Mike, then that's how you feel. A lot of people love Michael Jordan, and that was their choice, you know, based on their intelligence and based on their decision-making, based on their interpretation and comprehension of Michael Jordan. So I can't say that they shouldn't, but what I will say is that if you are a parent and your child can learn more from somebody else, I'm not going to say that you're fucked up, but I'm going to say that, you know, you need to try harder. You need to try harder. When that child is 1, 2, 3, 4 years old, 5, you need to be making sure that your child know that they can come to you to look up to you for guidance. I mean, it's all good that Michael Jordan can stick his tongue out and jump from the free throw line, but you got to know that Ernest Thibodeau and Jackie Reynolds is your motherfucking mama and your motherfucking daddy, period.
Right.
You
right.
got to know that.
What if the parents are, what if the parents are fucked up? You know
well,
what
then
man?
They fucked up. Hey, fucked up plus something else always gonna equal fucked up. I don't care how you try to put it. You know, that's what it is. Then, hey, the parents have failed purposely.
Right.
They
okay.
have failed.
Okay. So. Do you think that emulating a person's talent means that they're your role model? Per definition, that's what it says. When you emulate someone's talent, this is a quote. The definition, once again, everybody, I'm gonna keep saying definition all night, because some of y'all going to pop in and you're going to try and argue me down and you didn't hear the fucking definition. You don't even know what the fuck the word means. A person whose behavior, example, or success is or can be emulated by others, especially young people. So the question is, for the homie and everybody else whose line I'm going to open up, do you think that wanting to emulate a person's talent means that they should be your role model?
That they should be?
Yeah. That's per definition, that's what it says. When you emulate
someone's talent,
example, or success, you are making them your role model.
I'm not really tripping off of a deaf definition. If that's what it says, then that's what it is. But, you know, I feel like if you know, it's all about choices to me, man. You make a choice to be like this person if you want to be like them. And if you feel like that's your role model, then that's how you feel. Can't nobody change that. You know what I'm saying? Can't nobody change how you feel. Like I say, if you like Obama, you feel like, oh, I can be a CEO too. I can be a lawyer too. I can be a senator too. I might could be a president one day. Then that's your role model. If that's how you feel, you have elected him as your role model. I don't think it is Obama's, what's it called? I don't think he has to be your role model.
You don't think it's his responsibility to be your role model?
You know, I just don't feel like that.
You know, even Obama? No?
No.
Okay. We're gonna have a lot of people that disagree with you tonight, you know that, right?
Hey, but see, they can say what they can say what they wanna say. If you gonna just judge a man because he's a president, well, what about all these mamas? Like, but before y'all talk about Obama, talk about these mamas. Talk about these daddies. Because fuck Obama. It don't matter about Obama. If Obama got to be the reason why your child is looking up at somebody, then you're fucked up.
You failed as a parent. You have failed as a parent.
If you want to talk about presidents, almost every damn president done stole money, and Bill Clinton ain't the only one that got head up in that motherfucker. So don't blame Obama for shit. Don't look up at Obama. Don't look up at Obama because your fucking boss is probably fucking your dumb ass in a fucking job too, you dirty bitches. Hello? Hey. The goddamn CEO of a company is the same thing as Obama. Obama, the CEO of America. It's the same thing. So don't try to put it on Obama. You know, all the people that want to disagree, oh, Obama, no, fuck that. What about Clinton? What about Bush?
Right.
What about Bush?
Okay. So have
what
you
about
ever had
Reagan?
Have you ever
what
had
about
a role model?
Everybody.
Have you ever had a role model that let you down?
When I was younger, yeah, of course, my Uncle William, most definitely.
And you looked up at him and you felt like he was a role model. He let you down. How did he? What happened? How did he let you down?
You know, when my pops died, you know what I'm saying? He got murdered and shit. You know, I was like, you know, I was looking for that figure. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I had somebody playing a role. You know what I'm saying? They did their thing, but like, you know, I always looked at my uncle because he, you know, he had hoes, he had women. I mean, he was cool, man. He was from the South, but he moved up to Chicago. He had a nice car, the BMW. He was a player, man. He stayed in the high rise. And anyways, man, he was showing off for one of his little girlfriends and shit when we was in New York for the Christmas holidays, and the nigga like threatened my life and shit, like, you know, and I feel like he only did it to show off. Like he told me to go fetch, you know how somebody tell you to go fetch something?
Uh-huh.
But he called me a bitch ass nigga, like, you know, but he was like a jokester, he was like a clown, he clowned a lot, you know, and you can't really clown with everybody, because
right,
some people
right.
don't think the shit funny. Some people watch you for 10 years and cut your neck off. You know, you gotta watch who you fuck with like that. Anyway, the nigga had threatened to pull out my grandfather's shotgun on me and blow my head off. You know what I'm saying? And he put his finger in my face. He was like 250, and I was like 90 pounds. You know?
Right, right.
And to this day, like, if he ever got around me, I would fuck him up. Like I would fuck him up. You feel me? And I mean, that's just how it is. But I don't really trip off the shit. But I felt like the nigga let me down. Period.
Okay. All right. And that's understandable. Two more questions, then we go into the rest of the phone lines. Here I come, ladies and gentlemen. Should police, politicians, teachers be considered role models?
I don't know, man. I feel like if you accept the role, then you should be one. If you get out here and you talk that shit, you know, you claim you want to start a charity for homeless people, and you ain't stealing the money, you really, this is what you want to do, then you should be one. Because, like I say, if you're going to look up to a police officer, you better be ready to see one that's killing people in the streets with no weapons, like they do in Jacksonville, like they do in Florida, like they do in Atlanta, in
right.
Queens, and New it's too many crooked people in these positions that you just said. For me to okay, that should be a role model. No, we should evaluate them first completely.
Right, right, right.
I mean,
right, right.
I mean, because there's so many teachers that's raping the kids, man. Like how can that be a role model?
Right.
I'm not saying all of them do it. I'm not saying that. But you know, it's like this, man.
But you know how people automatically make them role models. That's why. Look, I'm asking these controversial questions because people like to say a teacher is a role model. Because they tell their kids. Listen, man, when their kids go on field trips to the goddamn police station or the fire station, or when the senator comes and talks to the class, or when the politician comes and talks to the class, when people tell their kids, people have this false mantra that these are people in positions where you should look up to. This is what we teach our kids.
Right. And listen, people need to put limits on everything. Like of course, Michael Jordan was a role model to a lot of kids. I ain't gonna lie, he was. Whether he wanted to be, whether he was right or wrong, but at the same time, if Michael Jordan go off and rape 10 kids, that should not fuck your whole life up. You shouldn't be like, well, Michael Jordan ain't that. Like, you should know. And I'm not trying to be funny, but when you hot, you hot, and when you not, you not. And basically, what I'm trying to say is, if you're doing good, man, people love you. If you're doing bad, then it's like you fucked up, you know. But that's not saying that you throw them in the trash. But what I'm basically trying to say is, you should learn from the you should follow the good parts of people and not do the bad things. Like I've heard people say, I got a granddaddy that did crack, but he always made sure we was fed. Okay, so learn from the good parts of him, but the bad parts, you know, you learn from that too. But don't do it, dummy.
Right.
Don't fucking do crack.
But per definition of the word, and I'm right back to it. The definition, I'm gonna keep going back, ladies and gentlemen. Per definition of the word, you can't decipher it. It doesn't tell you to decipher the good or the bad. It doesn't say, the definition doesn't say to emulate the.
You know what the definition mean to me?
I'm just saying, man. Look,
let me keep it 100. Do you know what a definition mean to me? That's something for you to memorize up at school so you can get a good grade so you can get a piece of paper. Hello.
Okay. So basically, you're not even agreeing with the definition of the word role model.
Saying I'm not agreeing with it. I'm just saying I'm not finna live my life based off of that definition.
Okay.
And I'm not finna teach my kids when I have some to it says that this is no, fuck that. Nigga, you know right from wrong. I taught you. I'm your role model, nigga.
All right. Touche. Yep. That's how I feel like when people say, are you your kid's role model? I can say, yeah, I'm my kid's role model because I'm hands on with these kids. Even when they see right, wrong, or whatever, I can break it down. I can talk to them. I can't talk to everybody else's kids. So for me to be Blizzum or Jay-Z or Lil Wayne or Webby or whoever the fuck you want to pick that's in the public realm, I don't feel like none of those people are role models. None of them. But see, this is my point. I'm going to open up the lines. 951, you up first. 832-912-850-90-910 in that order. And 678 in that order. I'm coming. But I want to get all I want to get out and let Noonan get. We going to get out and we going to let the callers talk. You feel what I'm saying? My thing is, people like to, just like the white motherfucker that said Tiger Woods, when the dude that run the Masters came out and tried to mash Tiger Woods, he let our kids down. He let my grandkids down. Pussy motherfucker, first of all, bitch, if your grandkids looking at the role of fucking Tiger Woods as a role model and you run the motherfucking Masters, bitch, you all fucked up. Why is Tiger Woods his motherfucking role model?
Hey, Blizz.
It's just shit like that. When people use the public, the media, people use these terms, use this shit, say this shit all the time, and I'm here to kill it dead, nigga.
Hey, Blizz.
I'm here to kill it.
And see, that's just like with Martin Luther King. You just said he cheated on his wife. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, he fucked up, you know, but
yeah.
I still feel like people value his presence, you know, and like I say, if you're going to, like, okay, because Martin Luther King cheated on his wife, oh, that means it's all right for Nooney Jr. cheated on his wife. Bullshit.
No. Right.
Bullshit. Bullshit. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? That's bullshit. You cannot. He taught me how to do that. No, you taught yourself, motherfucker. Because I be damned. You know what I'm saying? My mama told me, you know, you shouldn't cheat on people.
Right.
But she also taught me that this world is nasty, dirty, and conniving and scandalous. Hello.
347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. Welcome everybody on the phone lines. Got quite a few people on here. We gonna get to everybody.
I told you they were coming, boy. Hey.
I know they did. I see some. I don't know some of these numbers, but you probably came over with Nooney Jr. I appreciate it.
951, Kelly, stand up. Uh huh.
Uh huh. And they first up there.
Hey.
What's happening? 951.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? Who is this?
Chocolate.
This is Chocolate.
What's going on, Chocolate? Thank you for calling K100 Radio. I really appreciate it. You understand what I'm saying? Episode 127. This is the show that we got going on tonight. We're talking about role models. I am not a role model. That's the title of this show. And I am not, motherfucker. Once again, this is not a role model. Kill your fucking self if you think that. and hang up because you listen to the wrong motherfucking show. I do me, you do you. Your kids don't need to be doing what the fuck I do. I smoke weed. I fornicate with a lot of bitches. All kind of crazy shit I don't need to be doing. You know what I'm saying? So this shit is not the person to look up to. I'm a dope MC. If your son want to goddamn rap hot, yeah, check out Blizzard and probably steal my rhyme scheme. It'll do him some good. You know what I'm saying? But as far as just really emulating me as a person, I highly suggest your kids don't do it. And I tell my kids, do what the fuck I say do, not as I do what I say, not as I do. You feel what I'm saying? So with that being said, I got some questions for you, and I want to, again, thank you for calling the show. Are you a role model? And if so, if you think you're a role model, what do you think it takes to be a role model? What makes a role model?
Well, I don't personally think I'm a role model. I think a role model is somebody, you know, that is in a public view of children and that can influence the children to either do good or do bad. If you could make a child do something good because they look up to you, why not do it? Why let them continue to stray bad when your opinion can make them do something different?
Okay, so first of all, let me kill you. Just figuratively, not literally. I have to kill you because I totally disagree 100% wholeheartedly with what you just said. You just said, Chocolate, that anybody in a public figure. Okay, listen to me. My first call is somebody that I knew, and it's a whole bunch of people.
Let me say public for you because I don't mean like famous. I mean publicly, like. A child can witness you doing something good.
A child can witness anybody doing anything at any given moment when they do it. They could be walking in the mall and the motherfucker can open fire on a goddamn whole mall full of people. They witnessed it. You feel what I'm saying? And they did that in the public. So per definition and per what you're saying,
it doesn't make
sense.
They're role models too. They're just bad role models.
Really?
Yeah, technically, if you look at it, because their actions can be copied. So, really, everybody's a role model.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I have a problem with the definition of the word. That's why I have a problem with the whole fucking notion of role model. That's my problem. I got an issue with the word, the term, the way people have twisted it and morphed it into what the fuck they want it to mean.
Yeah, I agree with you. It is twisted and it is used in... Because before you said the definition, my thought a role model was somebody that does something good and somebody that leads people to do right things. I did not know that because you can copy somebody sell drugs, they're a role model. You can copy somebody kill somebody, they're a role model. A serial killer could be a role model.
I call that negative influence.
So what are we going to say here tonight? Ladies and gentlemen of K100, all my listening audience, everybody's listening to me on podcasts and on the phone lines and www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Everybody, are we gonna make up a new term tonight? Are we going to say we have positive role models and negative role models? If I say that, will it make everybody happy? Can I say that now? But then we're going to go right back to another problem is you're going to have to be one or the other. You can't be a positive and a negative role model, which means you can't be the person who led the civil rights movement and a person that cheats on their wife. You're going to have to pick a side, and nobody has that one side that they pick.
That's true. I don't know.
We're right back to where I'm at. I'm confused too, baby. Don't be. You're not alone. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? This is why I have these shows. This is why I have this frank, open discussion. I keep it 100. I pull no punches. Noonie knows that. Everybody that's on the phone line knows that. This is why I have these conversations. I try to talk some shit to people, and I try to break shit down. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I'm not the smartest motherfucker, but I'm not the dumbest. All right? I'm somewhere...
You ain't dumb at all, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like I'm somewhere on the upper side of things. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So my whole point is when you say these words, like you said, and you and a lot of other people say, well, anybody that's in public that can influence children, wait a minute. You can't put that on people. You can't put – because they're public figures per their job, their career, or whatever.
It's like a cop-out, man. You hear me? Yeah. It's like a cop-out, you know? Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna blame LeBron James. Oh, LeBron cheated on his wife. Oh, I'm going to blame him. T-Pain turned gay. Lil Wayne, no, fuck that. Don't blame these people. It's your fault.
If you work directly with children, that it's your responsibility to be a positive role model.
That's like, your job. If you're working, if you're a social worker and you work with kids, or you're a person that works at a community center after school, at the after hours program, and all that, your job at that point, your job is to make sure that these kids are in line. Your job is to make sure that they're well informed. Your job, you're getting paid to do this. This is what you're getting paid. This is your career choice. But when you clock the fuck out from that community center, when you clock the fuck out from defects, when you clock the fuck out from being a teacher, when you clock the fuck out from being a police, you can go home, beat your wife, cheat on your wife, you can drink and drive, you can do all kinds of other things that the kids don't see. But you're doing that. So to tell that child to look up to this person from in between the hours of 8, so should we tell people kids, police officer or role model when they on the clock?
Well, in that case, nobody should be a role model
because
nobody.
There you go, Chocolate.
Come on, California. Make up your own mind. Don't let K100 influence you.
I just listen to what's real. You feel me? If it's real, for sure, I'll go with it.
All right. You know? Let me ask you a couple more questions, and we're going to get to
that. Hey, Blizzard, it sounds like you can get the pussy.
What?
It's Chocolate Fire. Are you hot?
You don't have me like that, Booney. You already know it's yours.
Are you hot, Chocolate? Do you look good? Nuni normally keeps the stunners on deck.
She fine, bro. She fine.
I tripped the Cali's in order. Next question, Chocolate. So here we are. Should kids have role models that they don't even know, people they don't even know? Should kids look up to rappers and singers and should people look up to people they never even met in life? Do you think that's right?
No,
okay.
I don't. And I think if your child says that somebody is their role model, you know what I mean, you should sit them down and have a talk to them and explain to them in many ways why they shouldn't be their role model, because you don't know what somebody does in their personal time. You know a lot of what your parents do. You know, your parents can hide some stuff, but, you know, you know a lot about your grandparents, your uncles, your aunties, you know, even people that are close to you, no matter what way it is, you know what I mean? That's different, you know what
right.
I mean? But, you know, not knowing somebody and saying, I look up to you, that's
doesn't make sense. So that leads me to this question: Do you think wanting to emulate a person's talent means they're your role model? Would you disagree with that? My son wants to play ball like Kobe. Does that mean Kobe's his role model?
Like you
Her
said,
definition?
It doesn't say that you can have a certain part of their qualities that you
right,
like. It
right.
says period. So
right.
therefore, no. You could just say I want to have my skills like him. That doesn't necessarily make him your role model.
Right. Have you ever had a role model that? Have you ever had a role model yourself? And have you ever had a role model that let you down in a way?
Yeah. I have a role model, which is my grandfather. My grandfather is a good man. He's done a lot. He's seen a lot, and he's real honest with me. And he tells me, you know, yeah, I've killed people. Yeah, I've threw a man off the bridge. I shot a white man in Louisiana.
Hey, stop
got
talking,
chased
man.
Out.
Stop talking. Don't forget.
I mean, that
hey,
was like,
is he still alive?
Yes.
Well,
be quiet.
Can't be drop-sticking on him on K100 now, because then that shit involves me. And God damn it, man.
I mean, okay.
All right. So moving right along, he let you down, and these things that you said to you. Thanks, Nuni, for putting the brakes on that. Appreciate it. You about to get me jammed up legally, Chocolate. So you said he said he said
okay, K100, do not we do not confirm these statements. Hello.
Right. Disclaimer.
Hi,
I don't know.
JK.
No, but for real, I mean, he let you down. These things were revealed to you, and you didn't think he was that kind of person, so you felt let down.
No, that didn't let me down. I actually think that was that because of the reasons why he, you know, did the things he did in his lifetime. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? He fought in World War II. I mean, he's done so much,
Right.
And been a pastor for 57 years, married to my grandmother for 60.
You dry snitching on the preacher. Lord have mercy, Jesus.
Yeah, you know what? Just call his name out. Just fuck it. Call his name out.
No, for the love of everything that's sacred, do not. I'll hang up on you. Don't do it. You know what I'm saying? Do not
call
say
live next month and put him out there.
Say anyone's name, please. Let me go to the next question. Let me just move right along. you can answer the last question. I'm moving along. What do you think it takes for someone to be considered a role model then? This is the last question. I'm going to the next caller.
I think it takes the choice to want to be a role model.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? I don't think that title should be given to just anybody. Mm-hmm. I don't think that anybody should have that much power over really children's minds. You don't find too many older people with role models.
You know grown people have role models. You know grown people have role models too, though.
Yeah, they do. But I think children take it on a whole nother level.
Right.
That's why you'll see kids kill themselves, because they think Justin, whatever his name is with Kim Kardashian. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. Kids take stuff to a whole nother level.
Okay.
So it's on like a different degree to me,
okay.
I think, with them. And, you know, so it's like I think it takes the choice, because for you to be around kids and deal with kids and talk to kids, I think that you should hold your conversation a certain way. Don't curse at a little kid. That's not right.
I cuss my kids the fuck out. Get your little bad ass down. God damn it.
Well, don't get me wrong.
I'm just saying.
I've seen, you know,
I shouldn't
people
do that.
Just,
but then again, Chocolate, I'm not a role model. And we're right back at square one. You know what I'm saying? Look,
okay.
I understand what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. I get your point. I dig your point of view. Please stay on the line and listen to the rest of the show. And please, for the love of God, stop dropping this on your granddaddy. Next caller. 832, you in the building. What's happening?
Hey.
What's going on? Who's this?
Lexi Boo.
Oh, Lexi Boo. What's happening, babe? What's going on? 912, you up next. 910-850. In that order. 678-404. In that order. Please stay on the line. Don't go anywhere. Lexi Boo, thanks for calling the show, man. Appreciate you calling in. One of the Nooner Junior Live faithfuls that came over to the K100 show. That's what's popping. Episode 127. I am not a role model. Lexi Poo, you're on deck. Question is, are you a role model? And what makes a role model? What do you consider a role model should be?
Funny thing, I'm actually a role model to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of my coworkers, a lot of my friends. I'm serious.
Huh?
I'm always the one that everyone, like, to be honest, I'm always like the big sister or little big sister that all my friends come to advice for.
Well, that's not the same thing, though, Lexi Poo. Well, let me stop you right there. People call my show to hear what the fuck I gotta say.
Well,
because
see, you didn't let me finish what I was gonna say. If you let
okay,
me.
Okay.
Okay, they call me for advice, and yeah, I can give, you know, book advice. I can give common knowledge advice, but then when you come into my personal life, they don't want to look up to me. They think from the outside looking in that she made it out the hood, and she going to school, and she got her career going good. But actually, their personal lives and their relationships are way better than mine. Like, and they think that I'm just the it factor, and I'm not. So they don't want to look up to me because I play the fool. It's not as good. It's not as peachy as it should be. I may be good, but I don't get that. You know, I don't get that. So.
But you started the statement out when I asked you, were you a role model? You said yes.
Well, I am to a certain extent. Like, we're all human.
Are you trying to say that people have elected you as a role model, or
you
elected
yourself?
No. I'm going to say people have elected me as a role model. And even though I've made mistakes, I think that makes me a better role model, because when I can show them how to overcome certain things. If you're perfect and you've never been through anything, you really can't lead anybody else through the waters, because you've never been through the waters, you know?
So did you accept it? Like, I mean, I'm not saying you asked for it, but did you accept it, or you be like, hell no, not me?
Right. Did you accept the role as being a role model? That's my question. You accept that role?
I try. It's hard.
Let me tell you something, Lex Fu. I think you should take that that role that they gave you and shove it. All right? Throw it out the motherfucking window. Because, listen, you can't sit here per definition, and of course you've been on the phone long enough. Once again, everybody, the definition of role model is a person whose behavior and
example
of success can be emulated by others.
I'm a good role model, though. Like, from what they asked me for, and when, you know, I'm a pretty good role model. Like, they don't have to get into my personal world in order for me to be a good role model.
But that's you. That's a part of you. It is a part of me.
You're right. It is a part of me. But I can tell you like this: if I ever do anything, and you know what? I'm gonna be honest with you. Fuck that. I'm a great role model because I abide by what I was taught. I'm a good woman. I'm a smart woman. I'm good to people. I'm there. What people do to me, I can't allow that to affect my character. That's not my character. That's theirs. My character as a woman, as a person, as individual, as a God-fearing person, as being faithful, as being understanding, as being there, I'm all of that in a bag of a 10-pound bag of chips. I can honestly say that. I can't control anybody else's actions. I'm going to just keep it 100. Since we're going to say that, I'm not going to say no. Yeah, I am. I am a role model.
What type of Alexis Poole role model?
I practice what I preach.
Alexis Obama.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and put myself on a pedestal. You know.
Listen, everybody, pay attention. If that's you, that's what you are. You are that person. You're that wholesome. You're that ultimate positive person. By all means, accept it, baby. Love it. Embrace it.
You want to know something, Blism? The way I can actually define and prove to myself that I am a role model is because when people shake me and they try to break me, I'm continuous. I stay the same. I don't change. If I'm doing something one way in the right way and I'm being that good person and someone tries to break me, I continue being that good person. I may fall, but I get back. Oh, yeah, it's right. I get back up, and I get back to a character, and I do the same thing. And can't nobody, not Nooney Jr., over there say otherwise. So that I'm just going to – that's real.
Well, if you look, I'm not gonna sit here and tell you you're not a role model. I'm not gonna sit here and tell if Nooney would have said yes, he's a role model. I'm not gonna disagree, whatever. I just said because like that chocolate, the first caller said, people who are in public. I'm just trying to get everybody to understand what the fuck the word role model means. When you use it, don't be just using it all willy nilly. If you are that person, Lexi Poole, if you're that positive person, if you're that person who does everything that you just said and practice what you preach and all that, good. I applaud you here at K100, baby. I'm not here to knock nobody down. I'm not here to try to tell. I'm not here to knock somebody off their pedestal. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not here to do that. What I'm trying to get everybody to understand for episode 127 of K100 Internet Radio, thanks for calling in, okay? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get you to understand the context of the word role model, and if you're going to use it wisely. It's like love. It's like the word love, okay?
Oh,
don't just be willy-nilly using the love,
again.
The word love. Once again, let me say it again. You use the word role model cautiously as you use the fucking word love, okay? Don't just go around saying you love, love, love. You don't do that. If you got any kind of fucking sense, you don't do that. So don't just be going around willy-nilly saying such is a role model. If they haven't embraced that, if they haven't accepted that, if they're not living that, if they are not that, which they perceive themselves to be to the public, I, or whatever else, then fuck no. Now, if you're saying that that's what you are, Lexi Poole, then like I said, I'm going to use the motherfucking props.
So let me say who my role model is.
Well, tell me who your role model is.
My two role models would be, of course, God. And then for a living body, well, she's deceased now, would be my grandmother. Mm-hmm. And I can honestly say my grandmother was the only person in this world that I actually knew who was God-fearing and who spoke the truth. And if you tried to find any negative teachings on her, you wouldn't find it. Like, you know, I'm not trying to get all biblical on anybody, you know, because Lord knows I'm not perfect and I sin as well. But when you really needed that real information – and that Christian information, knowing that she coming 100, she was a woman who waited to marriage, who did it right, who knew how to treat a man, it was my grandmother. And it's like, I can say that a lot of the figures in today, like, when you get that power of authority and you become a rapper or a preacher, and you need to put some positive stuff out there. Because the guys in this day and age, and I'm not speaking on you guys, I'm just speaking in general, you know, they're not putting any positive anything out there. There's not many rappers that are putting anything positive out there. Every girl, a bitch, a hoe,
can
a slut, a trick.
Can I speak on what you're saying?
And let me finish what I have to say first. They're not respecting us as women. They're not expecting us as women. That's one thing I can say about my grandfather. No matter what my grandmother said, he respected her as a woman. He treated her as a woman. He acknowledged her as a woman. And he stood his ground as a real man. And that's why she was my role model. Women are not perfect. We weren't created to be perfect. You know, we're going to get attitudes. We're going to be upset. But as a real man, he walked it off. As a real man, he respected her. He went down. You wouldn't catch him going around fucking Susie down the street. And, you know, he didn't lie. He didn't say, I love you, if he really didn't love you. And he was also, and I'm going to put emphasis on this word, he was not a man and she was not a woman who always had to justify everything. Everything was in black and white. Do you love me? Yes. It wasn't no, I love you, but. Fuck that. This generation is all about the justification stage. It's either true or it's false. There's no gray area. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Now, listen,
hey,
listen. Go ahead and say what you got to say, Nuna. I'm going to dissect two things.
With her
that you
talking
said
about the rappers, and please
okay
don't interrupt me.
Okay.
Whoa, what about all the rappers that are positive? They the ones that don't get no support. You know, people is you know, I'm just saying, you know, like the rappers that keep it real, you know, I'm not the one to judge nobody. But, you know, for example, you got Lil Wayne on the CD talking about he's selling crack. He sold crack in uptown New Orleans, but he lived with Baby by the time he was 8 years old, and Baby was a millionaire 20 years ago. If you know Cash Money's history, then you know that Baby been balling. If you know Baby's history, all I'm saying is Lil Wayne is the number one artist in the fucking world. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And if Eminem would have been black, I don't think Eminem would be number two. And so that's all I'm trying to say is,
right,
you know, just like, you know, Lexi Poole made a great point. You know, it needs justification. People are like, oh, that white boy go hard. It's not about him being white. He go hard, period. If he was black, he would be going hard. But all I'm trying to say is, and I'm not saying Alexis. I'm saying everybody who, all the people that want to knock these rappers for being negative and talking shit, if you support them, you can't say nothing.
Well,
you can't say nothing.
I'm going to say,
if you shake your ass,
if
any time Becky came on in the club and you dropped it like it's motherfucking hot, I wish you motherfucking would for me, mom, take anything about a rapper calling a female bitch. Every time Becky come on in the club,
like,
you drop
like
it like it's hot. They be on the floor
I
first.
Like R&B and country
okay
more than
okay
I like rap.
Let me
rapping rap songs,
okay,
but I can't
okay
say
let me,
rappers who are
you know
putting
what
negative stuff out there. I mean, Lil Wayne making $1 million. And I'm not here to judge Lil Wayne, but look, what about his ticket to heaven? You can't sell your soul for a belly roll. Like, what are you saying?
The whole point of the show is Lil Wayne is not a fucking role model. If Lil Wayne is your child's role model, no, the fuck is not. He is not a role model. If Lil Wayne is your child's role model, you have failed miserably as a fucking parent once again. If Lil Wayne is your child's fucking role model, you have failed miserably as a parent.
Because if your child follow Lil Wayne, he going to be high all day, every day. He going to be sipping on promethazine and codeine all day, every day. He going to be...
What the fuck?
He gonna be teasing and laughing at the correctional facilities. He gonna be dissing. I mean, he's just gonna be doing a lot of shit. He gonna be fucking 1,000 women a month. He probably might start fucking boys. Shit, I don't know what Wayne do. Hello.
damn it, man.
One more thing, Lexi, I gotta
address this. I got so many people with their hands raised. I gotta move on.
Okay.
But I gotta address one thing that you said, because this is gonna cover a couple other people's questions or comments.
Mm-hmm.
You said that your grandfather never called women bitches, blah, blah, blah. Before you said that, you came before that, and you said of how great a woman your grandmama was. See, the problem that the problem I have with women who complain about people who call women bitches or anything of the sort is you fail to realize that if you're not that bitch or that hoe, then we ain't talking to your motherfucking ass. I'm a rapper. I use the word bitch or whatever, but at the same time, it's bitches and hoes out here. It's hoes with five babies.
I agree, but you
want to
know something?
There's a lot of hoes and bitches out here. I'm talking to them hoes.
Alexis Danielle Lexi Poo Davis has been called a bitch. And when I can't speak for the women out there who are bitches and hoes, but you know, Lexi Poo has only had sex with one man within the last year and a half. Lexi Poo can count on her men on one hand. Lexi Poo does not walk on all fours. I may get on all fours when I'm assuming a position, okay? But I'm not a bitch or whore. So when a guy calls me when a guy calls me a bitch or a whore, that's when I become offended because I'm not a bitch or a whore. So when they call me, and I'm a good woman,
I've
been called a bitch. So what's up with that? You know?
Well, then maybe that nigga need to check himself. But you started throwing rappers all into it. You start bringing all rappers and all negative rappers
Some rappers are positive, you know, and rappers can only speak on what they've dealt with. You know what I'm saying? But when they start talking about me.
I never heard a rapper say that bitch Lexi Poo I fucked. You know what I'm saying? I never heard it. So no one was talking to you, Lexi Poo. Nobody was talking to you, baby. Let me go ahead and move on to the next caller because I got so many people raised and I got like only an hour left. So let me get to the next. But thanks for calling.
I know you got them callers, nigga. I know you got them callers.
I got a whole bunch of them. I got 20 people with their hand raised. Let me get to them. 912-267, because I got two of them up here. 912-267, you on deck. What's popping?
Southeast Georgia, what's up?
Hi, y'all.
How you doing? Hello. Thanks for calling the show. Who's this?
This is Denise. I want to know that y'all are great role models tonight. Really good. I want my kids to listen to the show all
day. You're going to sit there and say, you know what? That was all I'm going to go all the way against the grain, show. You know what I'm saying? I sit here and badger everybody. Tell them I'm not really going to call me a role model anyway.
I'm just fucking with y'all. I'm just joking.
Shout out to the Wick Town. Wick Town, stand up.
You know, baby, maybe if a role model is somebody who keep it 100, then goddamn it, sign me up. Denise, I got some questions for you. Here we go. Episode 127. K1 Internet Radio. 347-934-0966. Hit the number 1. I don't even know if I should say that because I got so many people on the line already. I'm not going to get to them all, but I will if you kill me, damn it. Denise, would you consider yourself a role model? And if so, if not, what do you think makes a person a role model?
I don't think I'm a role model. I'm not even going to lie and say that because I'm a very rude, nasty bitch, and I'm going to tell it how it is. I don't think nobody's a role model, to be honest.
Okay.
I don't know. I think you can look for others for inspiration just to see where you want to go in life. But as far as following somebody and doing all that bullshit, everybody need to do their own thing. That's just crazy.
That's what I said, bro. Hey, she said the same thing I said. You take the good qualities from a motherfucker, and that's what you run with.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm running with. But I had the show, and I said the name of the show, episode 127, is I'm Not a Role Model, because I looked up the definition of role model, and I said, well, fuck, I can't be one. And I don't know too many of them. You know what I'm saying? I don't know too many. I'm a parent to my kids. People say, well, you should be your kid's role model. I'm my kid's motherfucking parent, bitches. I'm their parent. If I'm anything else, I may not be my kid's role model, but I'm their motherfucking parent. I'll whoop that motherfucking ass if they get wrong around this bitch.
Hi-ya.
You understand what I'm saying? So that's what my job is. I discipline them. I correct them. I guide them. I try to lead them into a positive path.
And you tiger slap them.
Of course.
Tiger slap.
Denise. Do you think that when you emulate a person's you obviously don't because you said there are no role models. You feel what I'm saying? So do you think people like police, politicians, and teachers should be considered role models? I mean,
not in her city.
They're the worst ones out of everybody. Shit.
Oh, shit.
Not in her city.
What city are you from?
Fuck you, Noonie.
What city?
I don't know.
What city is that?
Hello? What city are you from?
Georgia.
What city are you from?
Brunswick, Georgia.
Oh, Brunswick. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't been through that.
Well,
if you go to Brunswick, man, you fuck around and get your thing sucked by 30 girls at the same time.
Damn, Brunswick?
Yeah, man, dog, I promise you, bro, I've been to Asia, Brazil, everywhere, dog. Don't nowhere get down like Brunswick, nigga. Brunswick is off the chain. New Orleans don't even get down like Brunswick. I promise.
Brunswick?
I promise.
Like, what the fuck is it? What the fuck? What is in New Orleans, Brunswick? Why everybody getting it in Brunswick?
I don't know, man. Hey, it's dog. Next time Black Dre come through, I'm going to have him get on your show, and he gonna explain Brunswick to you.
You got to break it down. I need to come down there and visit. How you doing, Denise?
Y'all are so rude.
All right, look. Well, you answered all the questions. Since you don't even believe in role models, I think they should. They think they exist, I guess, basically. Some of my questions are not really pertinent to you because you're gonna answer them all the same. Like, do you think emulating a person's talents means they're a role model? I'm pretty sure you say no, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Rappers and athletes and actors and shit and shouldn't be role models. Your kids shouldn't have role models of people that they don't even know, right?
Exactly. Rappers can't be role models anyway because half of the shit they're saying ain't true.
Hello.
Hello.
Bunch of fucking liars. Noonie, are you a lying ass rapper, Noonie?
I keep 100, my nigga. If I tell you I got a white girl, a Puerto Rican girl, and an Asian girl, hey, I got them, nigga. It goes down.
For those of y'all that think I'm a fake rapper, see my song, Dreams. Next caller, 912, another 912, back-to-back, 501. I guess Brunswick is in the building. How you doing? 912-501? Caller. No. All right. 912. I'm going to, this is 910 right here. This is North Cat. 910-223. What's popping?
What's going on, everybody?
Nikki.
What's up?
Hey, Nikki. I didn't know your number, baby. My bad.
You good. I was sitting here listening to Lexi Poo whining ass. All on the damn shit, getting emotional and shit. Highlight of my day.
Obviously, Nikki Super Unit goes hard. Is also a BTR host, and I'm gonna make sure we get a chance to give out her information and news.
Did you say Superhead?
I don't know, but I'm thinking it might be. And I gotta thank for breakfast. Anyway. Nikki, are you a role model? Or if you are a role model, if you're not a role model, what do you think makes a role model?
Well, I ain't no motherfucking role model. I mean, you know, I got fucked up tendencies. You know, there are some good qualities about me. I have a lot of good qualities, but I'm not going to sit up here and say I'm a role model. You know, I try to help anybody any way I can. You know, I extend my hand out to a lot of people, even though it's been slapped a lot of times and I've been stabbed in the back a lot, but I still will extend my hand if I feel like they're in a negative situation. But as far as me being a role model, I don't think nobody should really follow or imitate the things that I've done in my life. You know, I wouldn't advise that for anybody. But I did in my
you
life
fit in with the whole Brunswick, Georgia category? Because you are from Brunswick. You're not from North Carolina. You're from Brunswick.
Oh.
See, what's up with Brunswick? Did you learn? Do you feel people in Brunswick should be role models? Hello.
No.
Hell no.
I'm not going to mash all the Brunswick people. I'm going to have people from Brunswick saying, nigga, we ain't all like that. You
man. Not everybody in Brunswick is the same, but I wouldn't say, I haven't seen any role models in Brunswick. I don't give a damn. I haven't seen one. Like, I've seen preachers. My mama had to leave a church. My mama had to leave a church in Brunswick because the pastor, who is married, tried to force himself on her. And he's a firefighter for Brunswick. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man.
Anybody know about Brunswick? I'm learning a lot about Brunswick, Georgia tonight on the show.
Hey,
I'm in Atlanta, by the way, but yeah.
Let me tell you something, my nigga. Brunswick is a place where you want to do a show at, man. You know, it's a real good place for promo, because if you get in Brunswick, all the surrounding counties will find out about you. But don't believe what a motherfucker say, man. That's all I gotta say. It's like that everywhere you go, but it's really like that in Brunswick. Like, it's really like that.
I gotta find. Well, I gotta connect. I gotta get it with Black Dre, man. I mean, the homie. I'm still mashing Black Dre. That's ongoing, Black Dre, until you do it, homie. Next question for Nikki. Do you think rappers, actors, anybody like that, any public figure should be considered a role model? Do you think kids should have role models of should put role models of people who they've never even met?
I don't think rappers, actors, and none of them people should be considered role models, but in reality they are.
Listen, you can't have it both ways now. Are they role models? Per definition, did you hear my definition? Did you hear not my definition? Did you hear the
definition?
Blizzard.
So why are they role models? She's trying to say is that they are not role models. But she's basically saying that people make not her, but other people make them into role models.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was about to say. Like, they shouldn't be role models. No, not in my book. Hell no, because they fucked up. You know what I'm saying? We see that shit every day. That shit on Front Street.
Right. Every rapper does cocaine. I mean, is that what you call a role model? Hello.
Well, I don't really do lines, but yeah.
I ain't. But see, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the ones that's part of Illuminati, and a lot of them, and all those other guys.
There
you
go.
I'm talking about the guys that's on BET, on MTV.
Okay.
Hey, and half of them are gay, man. Half of them. I mean, what? I'm not knocking gay people, but I mean, you acting like you a thug, but you getting fucked with a 5-inch or a 10-inch dick. I mean, is that what you call a role model?
So
hello.
So Nikki, you saying that people make these people role models, and so they are falsely, but listen. You know,
like,
what?
They're elected to be role models, but they're not out here saying, "Hey, make me your role model." They're not standing up here like, "Imitate me." Emulate me. They're not saying that. You see what I'm saying? It's the children and adults that are around here following these people. I mean, to the T. We got motherfuckers spending their last getting loans and getting motherfuckers to co-sign on loans just so they can go through plastic surgery to look like these motherfuckers. So you can imagine what they're doing what they're trying to do with their personality to follow these motherfuckers and with their everyday lives to follow these motherfuckers. Like, we
okay,
see
so,
shit out of
time. You know what? I'm gonna give you a point of contention. I agree that they are not role models. Once again, everybody. Once again, those people are not role models, but they have assumed the position of role models by default. By they've been given the role of role model. They've never accepted it. They probably never even wanted it, but they've been given the role of role model by some other dumb motherfuckers. And these are the people that I'm airing out tonight. See what I'm saying? These are the people I have a problem with. The people who make these people role models. See, you got these public service announcements and all these people who come up and say, "Look, you are a role model to these kids, no matter whether you want to be or not. That's what you are. Fuck you. You can't make me be shit, bitch.
Yeah,
I don't want to be one.
I
ain't gonna
be
one. You can't make me do shit." If you sit there and tell you, it's like the white guy who went off with Tiger Woods, and I'm keep going back to this motherfucker, the guy that owns the Masters who sat there and tried to make Tiger Woods be a role model. Well, obviously, he's nobody's role model because he's fucking 30 bitches at the same time while he married. He's a hell of a golfer and a hell of an endorser and a sponsor, but he should have been no one's role model. But this guy came out and that's at one time for goddamn Charles Barkley.
Hey, Blizzard.
I hate Charles Barkley.
Blizzard.
He went in on him. What's up?
Hey, but you know what? Some people want to be rich, young, and rich and fucking hoes. So maybe he is a role model to some people.
See, if that's your goal in life, then...
Hey.
Well, it's not my goal in life, you know.
Now, Nuna, you opened up. I was trying to avoid that whole line of fucking thinking, because now you're going to give motherfuckers a point.
Yeah, but he's right, though.
Damn it, man.
He's right. For the motherfuckers who want that shit, for the motherfuckers who want to be like rappers, doing lines and
all the little young niggas in the hood that want to goddamn ride on 24 and 26 with gold in mouth and fuck a bunch of bitches and ball out every night, then the average rapper is considered a role model.
No. But basically what I'm saying, all the whole show, we have been saying that oh, this person cheated. This person, oh, so they should not be role models. But what is the role that you want to model yourself after? Hello, some people don't want to be positive. Some people don't want to be educated. Some people don't want to be gunnery sergeants in the United States Marine Corps. Some people don't want to do that. Some people want to become a gunnery sergeant by putting everybody else under the bus and fucking everybody else over and lying and cheating and killing motherfuckers and raping people in Afghanistan who have nothing to do with the war and they're innocent. Hello.
Right. Okay, so then are we back to the positive negative role model thing? Do I have to break down and accept that as a reality?
Me,
that we
I'm
have
not
positive
blaming
and negative?
Nobody. I'm not blaming nobody's actions or ways
I'm not
they model
I'm not,
me.
I'm not,
but
I'm not
just,
letting
but,
these motherfuckers get away with it, dog. I'm not letting
right.
these motherfuckers get away with calling these negative motherfuckers role models. It's just because you're dumb.
Just,
how about
I'm
we just call
I'm
dumb
just speaking for everybody. Listen. I'm speaking for how other people feel. Like how I feel. I grew up around killers, bro. You know, and I'm not saying that they didn't affect me, but I cannot. Oh, that's my role. No, man. I mean, it took me one time for my uncle to fuck me over, and I was done with believing in people. You know,
okay.
nigga. I love Pimp C music, but Pimp C don't run me. R.I.P. Chad Butler, but Pimp C don't run me. You feel me?
Okay. All right.
Tupac don't run me.
So when Tupac shot the police and people tried to say it was Tupac's fault that the kid shot the police, we can go ahead and kill them.
Man, they can't blame that on Pac, man.
I know. Everybody knows that. Anybody with some fucking sense. Nikki, stay on the line. I'm going to leave your mic open, baby. I'm going to my next caller because I got to get to these callers, and I only got a little bit of time left. Well, I got 45 minutes, but that's not a lot of time with 20 people on the line. T. Lewis.
What's going on?
What's happening, homie? Thanks for calling into the show. LL, you up next. El Panama in the building, and a couple more people. Some 904s, another 832. Thanks for calling into the show.
What's up, nigga?
Hey, check this out. T. Lewis, you already know what we're talking about. I'm going to move it right along. Episode 127. I'm not a role model. Are you a role model? Do you consider yourself a role model? And what do you think a role model should be? What do you call a role model?
I read the synopsis of the show. I think my thing is, I think there's what, and I guess I'll go ahead and just say media and what people in popular culture confuse. If you go by the definition of what a role model is and what people have actually spun what a role model actually should be, it's really way, way different than what the actual definition is, if you see what I'm saying. Because, like,
right.
I think like, for instance, let's say a role. If you're going to follow somebody in that particular role, let's say we're going to use Kobe Bryant. If you want to be a basketball player like Kobe Bryant, you're following the role of Kobe Bryant as a basketball player. You're following his role of what he did to get to the NBA. You ain't really worried about him raping a little ugly white girl up in Colorado and all that kind of stuff. You ain't worried about that. You just want to be as good as Kobe Bryant. You see what I'm saying?
She was ugly. I never seen the pictures.
She wasn't cute at all. Yeah, she wasn't cute.
Oh, and somebody need to tell Chocolate that there ain't no statute of limitations on murder neither, so she might want to chill on that.
That's why we had to got to move right along.
Damn, so
Lord have mercy.
But yeah, in that role, you following that role. But like I said, I think a lot of people has spun the term role model into, like, this is a moral figure. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And so really, when you think about it, really can't nobody be a role model. If
that really goes along
culture,
with what you said, Blizzard. Like, okay, it's all good to look up to a person, but when you try to analyze their entire life, like, I mean, and I'm not saying good and bad sides, but, like, you should understand that Pimp C is an influence on Nooney Jr. That don't mean Pimp C can tell me to jump off a building. Like, if you are a real nigga and you understand reality, then it's not about right or wrong. It's just about you understand that this is a rapper that you admire. This is not somebody. You're not fucking him. You're not
But see, the point is, when we talk about role modeling, we break it down. A lot of this, a lot of this pertains to in the eyes of babes, the kids, the children, who have not developed that mental capacity to separate the real and the fake yet.
Well,
see, this is
I was
why,
already there.
If their parents not there, if their parents, well, nobody grew up. A lot of people didn't grow up hard in Houston, Texas, in the rough side of town.
But you don't have to grow up hard to have sense. I know people who are rich who live in River Oaks in $2 million houses, and they know right from wrong.
Right, but I will say though, and I hate to say this. Sorry, Jana, if you're on the line, but you see that with a lot of white people. I noticed, like somebody had the example of Tiger Woods. Like Tiger Woods is not a role model. It's like if your son want to be able to play golf like Tiger Woods, then in that role he a role model. But now, if he want to go get married and mash every chick that he come across while his wife at home, she don't know. Then No, you ain't gotta be all that.
So you can't, but you can't pick it. So because it's not like it's gonna change. No one's gonna start saying Tiger Woods is a professional. Let's do that. How about that, K100? I just had a fucking epiphany on the show. How about from now on, when you use this term, this word role model, you use it in its correct context, and you say Tiger Woods is a professional golf role model, or Kobe Bryant is a basketball or a role model. For basketball, why don't you break it all the way down instead of just saying
exactly.
He's a role model? Because if you don't, because once again, you are misusing the word. It all goes back, once again, ladies
exactly.
and gentlemen.
People
are fucking up misusing this word, role model, using it too loosely.
Hey, but listen, that goes with the parenting, though. The parents need to express to these kids at a young age that I'm your fucking mama, I'm your daddy, this is your grandma. And all these
right.
other people, they're just part time people. They come and go, but motherfucker, you stuck with me for life, or till death. See, that's what they
right.
need to understand. They need to understand the difference between a nigga on the corner and a nigga that live in the same address as you. They need to understand that. And if you don't teach them that, then you have fucked them. You have branded
right.
them
to
possibly be a dumbass.
You know what other thing parents do? Another thing that I've seen this over and over again. They not only do the parents get caught up in some of what some of these athletes and some of these actors and stuff do, they actually have their kids wanting to meet them, telling them how amazing they are instead of teaching them how amazing they could be. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
It's crazy. And the parents like, oh, you got to meet this person. You got to meet. He's so amazing. He's so this and he's so that. Instead of saying, oh, that was a good movie. He played a good role. But nigga, you know that ain't real life, right?
Right.
You know,
come on,
right.
little
Johnny.
I'm
going
to take
know.
You to go meet Michael Jackson. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Mike Chase.
Yeah.
You,
I mean,
you
they
Michael
make
Jackson.
Them bigger than life.
You don't want to be Michael Jackson.
They make them
hey,
bigger
man.
Than life.
Hey, man,
listen, if your child loves Justin Bieber or if your child loves whatever little hot person, I wouldn't say, nah, you should never want to meet him. I'm just saying you need to keep it in context, parents, and understand,
right.
don't use the word role model so loosely, because this is the problem that we have in this society.
Yeah, Blizzum.
Yeah.
At every show I've been to, where Webby perform or Boosie perform or anybody like that, Trick Daddy, Rick Ross, whoever. Well, I wouldn't say Trick Daddy, but, you know, like Rick Ross and all these cats like that, Jeezy. These girls want to suck and fuck. These niggas want to be like them, but they don't even have the full understanding of what it is to be that person, the stress and the drama. See, people, it's just a big problem of lack of understanding and lack of comprehension and just lack of, it's a lot of lacking, man. Like, people do shit.
Too.
People give so much to people who ain't giving to them. And, like, you know, just like he said, man, you know, the parents need to tell people how wonderful they are. Don't tell, motherfucker, exemplify. And if you don't know what exemplify, and I'm not talking to you, Blizzum. If you motherfucker listen and don't know what the word exemplify means, you need to look it up, goddammit, because I ain't telling you what it means.
All right, D-Lewis, thanks for staying on the line, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to the next caller. LL, you on deck, and then I see I think that's my homie. I'm gonna jump the Game Hunter thing. I think that's Game Hunter. Then
can I say something real quick?
Go ahead.
I just wanna from now on. I wanna what's his name? T. Lewis, whatever his name.
Right.
I'm gonna start modeling him on the fact. I like how he gave the pre-white person apology. I'm gonna start doing that.
You gonna start doing that?
I
do it all the time on my show.
I don't do that. I don't give a fuck. But I'm
going
to start, though. I need to
start. I'm going to start doing it because I got white people that listen to my show. I got a lot of white people listen to my show. So before I say these motherfucking crackers, I'll be like, my bad, Jana, Mike, Justin, all my white people that I know who really listen to my show, talk to me about my show, love my show. But like, I'm not talking, you know, you guys understand. I've broken down in my show the difference when I say the word cracker and white people. I always make sure I separate it and let my white listeners know, because I got a couple.
I'm gonna have to start doing
that. I do that because you don't want to make it seem like you really just mean them or try to lump them into the same thing. Just like I don't lump all black people in with ignorant niggas. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So I do that too. T. Lewis does that because he listens to K100, and he know I do it a lot on the show too, on purpose.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to start doing that. It ain't that I have anything against them or I'm trying to separate them or nothing like that. It's just, you know, I just don't give a damn. Niggas is niggas, crackers is crackers to me, and white folks is white folks, and you know, I don't give a damn. But I mean, I'm gonna start doing that shit though.
It's good. It's a good practice to start.
You know. I don't
like it. I'm finna go off on 6. I'm gonna call my homegirl. She hung up on me. But LL's still here. LL.
Hello.
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 Ooh,
what's up, Lord.
Thanks for
calling.
Wow.
She must have had me on mute.
She got a microphone on her.
I did have you on mute, and then I took you off.
Okay. So LL. Now I know. I'm pretty sure me and LL might not see eye to eye on this. Game, don't go nowhere. I think that's game 718. I think that's game coming to game next. And I'm also coming to my homie from, where my homie at? El Panama! God damn it, man. And I see Jana, too. And 651, where they go? Oh, there you go. He back.
651, Minnesota, stand up.
Yeah, I was trying to get to 651, man. I was trying to get that. I didn't want him to hang up. LL, what's happening, babe? Thanks for calling
what's
the show.
On?
Episode 127. Are you a role model? And if you are a role model, do you consider yourself to be a role model? If not, let me know. But what do you consider a role model is? What do you think makes a role model?
I think it all depends on who's looking at that person to be a role model, and that's not really that's right up there with being a pastor. That's a responsibility and a half. Do I think I'm a role model? No, I don't think I'm a role model. I wouldn't say like 100%. No, I just don't think I'm a role model. No.
Okay. Well, you said it depends on who's looking at the person. I mean, so you're saying do you think that? Let me ask you this question right here. I'm gonna ask you a specific question. Do you think that rappers, policemen, politicians, teachers, actors, famous, do you think they should be considered role models? Do you think kids should have role models? Should make role models of people that they never even met?
No, I don't agree with that.
What about teachers and stuff and police and the people that they encounter? What about them? Do you think they should be role models?
No, I mean, because they're human, so everybody can fall.
Well, everybody's flawed, so we should have no role models then? I only believe in role models, but do you think we should have no role models?
I think if you do, then it should be your parents. Like, you should look up to your parents more
what
so than you should look up to anybody
what's
in the street.
What if your parents are crackheads?
Choose somebody else.
This is true. You could, that could be true, too. So, I mean, that in the case, no, I really don't think, like, a role model thing is just, like, it's not good. And that's the reason why a lot of times it doesn't work because, you know, the person, you end up seeing the person's human side, and it's not always good. And then you're like, okay, well, I built you up to be this and that and da-da-da, and my child looks up to you to be this and that. I think, you know, if you want to give your children role models, or if your children say, I look up to this person and that's my role model, then I think you should sit down and explain to your children that, you know, okay, that may be your role model, and you like this person because of a specific thing that they're doing. And if you're going to do that, that's fine. And if you want to follow their footsteps as far as career goals or whatever for that specific thing that they're doing, then that's fine. But also realize that that person is human just like you. So if this person ever messes up, know that that's a possibility and that can happen. So, and, you know, don't let that tear you down. I think that's where the role model thing goes wrong, because people will have role models and they'll just put them on this pedestal thinking that, you know, this person is perfect. But no, that person is just perfect in whatever it is that you're liking that they do. In other areas of their life, they're not going to be perfect, because none of us are perfect because we're human.
All right. Touche. That's basically what I'm trying to get everybody to buy into tonight on the show. Have you ever had a role model that let you down? Have you ever had a role model personally? And if you have they let you down in any kind of way?
I don't have. I have never had a role model.
Okay. All right. I don't think I've ever had a role model.
I learned disappointment early on from being, you know, from family. So, you know, I know that you can't put everything into everybody.
Before you learn disappointment, did you have a role model? Like, kind of, maybe a little bit?
I wouldn't be able to tell you because I learned disappointment so early. You know what I'm saying? I learned that people are inconsistent so early and that you can't depend on people so early. So I wouldn't even be able to tell you that. So I don't know.
All right, that's good point. Let me point of contention. If you learn disappointment from parents, close family members, and all that kind of early, I think that people who went through hard knock lives growing up early are less inclined to have role models. Once again, I'm willing to use, I don't know the statistics on this, but if I could do some kind of study or if anybody could cite me a study, because I don't like to talk about shit that I don't know 100, but I'm willing to bet that the average person, if you ask them, do they have a role model? If they take the stance that I take, they probably gonna tell you if they do tell you I don't believe in role models. Role models are bullshit. They probably 99% of the time, I say 90% of the time, had disappointment from a parent or someone close to them early in life. I think, and God love my daddy. I love my daddy to death. You feel what I'm saying? But I think that the relationship that I had with my natural father, it was so broken. I think that made it hard for me to have, especially male role models. I looked up to some males, and I felt like they was good people, but I think the role that my strained relationship with my father had a lot to do with me not being able to just look to another man and say, oh, he the shit. I just want to be like him because I wasn't even that close, and I wanted to be so close to my own natural dad. I think that affected me. I'm willing to bet that most people who have this issue that I have, and I'm not calling it an issue, I'm calling it reality. I think a lot of them had disappointment early on in life. I would be willing to bet that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, because you can't look to the people who are your parents or, you know, not even just like your biological parents. Sometimes you have foster parents and they disappoint you or whatever. But if you can't look to the people who are calling themselves your parents, who are supposed to love you and care for you and not judge you and be there for you, you know, regardless of anything, if they can't fill them shoes, then really it just gives you a reality check at an early age that if they can't do it, how the hell am I supposed to expect you to do it?
Yeah.
Because they're supposed to do it.
I'm going with that. LL, thanks for calling the show. I'm going down the rest of these lines with these callers, man. Stay on the line though. You know we're gonna have an after party. All these people on the line. Game and then my homie, L Panama, then Jenna. All right. Is this Game 718-717?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's up,
homie?
I was trying to help you get down for calling the show, man. Episode 127. K100 Internet Radio, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966 is the number to dial in. If you're on the phone lines, make sure you hit the number one. Oh, and 337, you're on deck two. So, L Panama, my homie L Panama, Janet and 337. I'm going to get to all of y'all. I got my homie Game Hunter from the Game Hunter DVD show, also a fellow BTR host, just like my homegirl Nikki and my homeboy Nooney Jr. I'm going to ask, Game, we're talking about role models. First question I got for you, homie, is do you feel like you a role model, and have you ever had a role model, and what do you think a role model is? What makes a role model?
I'm going to answer the first question first, man, because, you know, I'm going to go a little deep with it. I feel like anything that appeals to the human eye, that's also a human, or not human, can be a role model. Like, some niggas honor the machine. Some niggas honor the man. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, I remember when I was growing up and, like, I really didn't have a concept of role models, I remember seeing, like, Elijah Muhammad speaking one day at the barbershop. They was watching, like, a Savior's Day. And I was just remember saying to myself, like, damn, this dude got control over mad black people, and homie with the glasses, Malcolm X, he ready to fuck niggas up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember that as a young dude. And then I remember seeing, you know, like, being a prophet in the 70s, it still was a little bit of racial shit out there. So, you know, when I seen, like, certain black people do certain things, or just not, you don't have to be a black person, but, you know, like Elijah Muhammad, I see him, I was like, shit, I want to be like that. Well, I remember saying to myself, man, I'll control this shit like Elijah Muhammad up in here, shit like that. So I feel like anybody or anything can be a role model and shit, you know what I mean? Some niggas might have the drug as the role model. Like, everything they do consists of weed and singing and dancing and all shit got to consist of weed. So anything can be a role model if it appeals to the eye. You know what I mean? Like fat asses and shit. Shorties want to get shots in their ass. So, oh, she got a fat ass. Her shit is natural, but anything I can do to get that, I'm a fuck with that. You know, so I think anything could be a role model.
So you think you took the whole meaning all the way, because once again, the did you hear my definition? Well, not my definition. Did you hear what I said? Was Webster's definition? The definition of role model in the Webster.
Yeah, I read it.
A person. It says a person whose behavior in a particular role is imitated by others. And also the second one says a person whose behavior, example, or success can be emulated by others. But you're saying that thing, you put a twist on it. You're saying that things can be role models because there are things that other people have that they want to imitate. There are people with fat asses or small noses, Michael Jackson, white skin, that they want to have.
I'm just saying, like, a human can see something that a machine could do or something that was designed and might want to have, like, let's say Hurricane. He said, I want to turn my body into a weapon.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, his weapon was in the form of a boxer.
Well, I mean, I guess that's just flawed people. I think when you say that, those people are just mentally flawed. Those are just some crazy motherfuckers who actually make a role model out of an ass. I got
to
say
that. I'm just saying, like, anything. Like, if a certain person, if it doesn't appeal to the eye of the person, people won't try to, like, mimic or emulate that shit.
But it doesn't match the context of the definition of the word. You feel what I'm saying? They can call it whatever you want to. You can call it whatever you want to, but it's not a role model. It's just you wanting to have a fat ass. You idolize, if anything, you idolizing it. Before I use the word role model, you idolizing a fat ass. You idolizing crack money. You idolizing, you know what I'm saying, all this shit. But it's not.
But that's the same. When niggas is pushing that shit, that's what niggas, they mimic in the machine.
Are you a role model?
Am I a role model?
Yeah.
I would have to say, I would have to be a role model because there's somebody out there that's trying to do what I'm doing.
So you feel like you're a role model, per definition of the word?
I don't feel like I'm a role model, but in some instance, I have to be a role model whether I want to or not.
Do you want to be a role model?
I'm not nobody's role model except my children.
Right. I guess that's the better question. Do you want to be one? You feel me? Because like Nikki says, like a couple other people said, people can make role models out of people who never even wanted to be. You know what I'm saying? T. Lewis said that too. You're right. You might be somebody's role model in a certain aspect. I might be somebody's role model. You feel what I'm saying? Now, and the only person who I don't have a problem with being a role model is my kids. If my kids say, "Daddy, you my role model," I cringe my teeth, but at the same time, I watch what I do, and I can manipulate and control their brains because I got direct hands-on contact with these kids. You feel what I'm saying? So if they feel that way, I can still manipulate them to do the right and positive thing, so I'm okay with that. But other people's kids and other people, I don't have any control over, so you emulating me or doing what I do, I have a problem with you doing that because I don't do everything right, and I know that, and I can contend that with myself.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, Blizzle.
Yeah,
but that situation is in the eye of the beholder because you never know who role model you might be. Shit, you might be out there defending your property and knock a nigga out, and a little nigga down the street be like, I want to knock that nigga out like Mr. Blizzum. And then he might tell his man, you better back up or I'm going to Blizzum your ass. And then here you go. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, gang.
That's true.
Gang.
Yeah.
With your company and your entity, listen, I don't know what your financial revenue is. I don't know how much you make. I don't know. But let's just hypothetically say 3 years from now, you know, you got bigger than what you are now, and you're pulling in $300 million a year. You hire an 18-year-old cat from NY University or some school, whatever, Canisius College in Buffalo, who knows where he's from. And the nigga is like, he been studying you on Facebook, he been watching you on TV, on Hot 97, or wherever, you know, wherever you be at, or whatever you do, and, you know, he's 18, you know what I'm saying, and I mean, he been watching you since he was 14, you know, he wants to do what you do, but of course he starts off entry level. Would you accept that role? Or would you just, I mean, if he came to you one of the days, you know, hey, Mr. Game, how are you doing? You know, all scared or whatever. And he's straight being real with you. Hey, I want to be like you. You're my role model. I mean, and even if you didn't have to answer him, what would you think in your head? Would you be like, shit, I'm a teach this nigga.
I'd be like, brother, you know what I mean? You can't be like me. You got to be like you. But you could take some of the tools, you know what I mean, out of my life and use them to your best interest. You have to develop your own style.
So would that make you a role model to him?
He would have to answer that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, with things that people see, like, y'all rappers, it was somebody y'all saw rapping or heard that made you say, I fuck with that.
Yeah.
So subliminally, the role model thing goes in. That's why I was just saying at the beginning, everything is like a machine. When you see when your mind does that process and your eyes do that journey, you say, well, it might not say, well, I idol this motherfucker and I want to be just like that. But some shape, form, or fashion, you will want to be like that.
You're right about that point. I'm giving you that one. I also like the answer that you said about tell the young nigga, hey, look here, man, you can't be like me. You got to do you, and you can take some pointers back and give you a little bit of game. I like that answer. That's probably what I would have said. I like that answer. I'm good with that one. The making objects role models, I think we're going to part on that one, game. But
nah, like, see, you miss me. I'm not trying to say, like, objects. Some things with people do comes from other things that's not human. You understand what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers can look at the edge of a cliff and be like, yo, man, I want to be smooth as this motherfucking atmosphere that I'm looking at right here. And they'll actually go out and develop that shit. Like, I want to be tranquil like this motherfucking pine or whatever. You understand what I'm saying? Or I want to be
Inanimate objects, though. I don't want to correlate the word role model with that in any way, shape, or form.
You're talking about dope dealers, rappers, pastors, teachers. You're talking about people, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about people.
Okay.
Because per the definition of the word, both of these, even though I don't even agree with these definitions, both of these definitions specifically say a person whose behavior, and if the other one starts out a person whose behavior, you feel me? Both of those definitions start out a person whose behavior. The second one starts out a person whose behavior, and they vary and they different from that point on. But both of them start out Webster's Dictionary and Wikipedia, both on the internet, a person whose behavior. Both of them start out with people. So the inanimate object.
Game was talking about, like, maybe point of people want to be like a corporation or a group of people, you know, like,
yeah,
that's what I thought he was trying to mean.
Yo, Nooney's cool, like a breeze, he's cool.
That's
you understand what I'm saying? So motherfucker going to take that style, want to be cool. I want to be cool, too.
They
want to
be cool like Nooney,
like,
but
fine,
the green
like
is the
cool
active.
Like the fine. I'm just
but
saying
the green
cool
is
like
the active. The breeze is
saying,
active
cool.
to the word.
But I'm just saying cool like the fine. You know what I'm saying? But the Fonz is called cool because he's cool like a breeze.
Okay.
Fuck it, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just far back on that shit. That shit is another way on the joint, man. I forget, man. I'm on S7 with y'all niggas.
Yeah, this nigga be talking after the Dutch and shit. Man.
And shout out to all those fine young whores in Brunswick. I'm fucking with y'all movement. Boy, they say, hey.
It's still on the line. Hey, one more question. I'm going to go to my homeboy El Panama from 850. Do you think in general athletes, actors and all that, police and politicians, should these people, famous people or people who are in positions of authority, be considered role models, especially the kids? Game?
You said what happened?
Do you think politicians, policemen, teachers, people like that right there, or even famous people, should they be role models to kids? Like policemen, like, you know, they tell their kids, look up to your teachers and look up to your senators, and look, these are people you should want to emulate and be like. They're positions of authority. They represent good. Do you think it's good to teach kids this?
I mean, in one instance, yeah, because, you know, you got to learn in life, you got to learn to pick off the good fruit. You know what I mean? You can't just pick everything. You got to learn what's to be dealt with. Like, if the police is corrupted, I'm not going to say that, which is hard, but you got to let them know. Like, if some police that's out here that's good, that's working for the people, but you got to let them know it's a good and bad to everything. So if you're going to look at it with the right aspect.
I think, you know, if you're going to tell them to look up to somebody, it shouldn't just be those people you named. It could be anybody.
As long as you have the right aspect when you do look at things. If that man is a barber, make sure you pick up the right aspects. Don't just look at the cut hair part. Look at the business and everything. You know what I mean? A lot of people, they always choose role models over one thing. You understand what I'm saying? And then when they see other parts of it, like y'all was saying before, they let down or their goals change and shit. You understand what I'm saying? Like with Tiger Woods. All right, he fucked up. He did some humanly shit, and he caught out there. That don't make him a bad role model.
You don't think so? You think he's still a good role model, Tiger Woods?
Yeah, I think he's a good role model. Because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, he's a fucking golfer. And anybody that ain't fucking with him with his golf
skills. That's why he shouldn't be a role model. He should just be a golfer. He shouldn't be a role model. He should be a golfer.
After when the golf course is closed, motherfucker doing him. Shit, just if you a rapper, you made positive songs and different things like that. If you get caught out here for punching somebody in their face and killing them, it don't make you a bad role model. You just fucked up somewhere.
I'm just saying, but you're still a good rapper.
Nobody should. They shouldn't take nothing away from you. If you had a whole bunch
they
of
should've never
kids,
gave it to me, gang. They should never gave it to you.
If your bombs and your shit is strong enough to make people unite under that force or under that umbrella, and you go out here and fuck up, that shouldn't take your standards away as being a good rapping role model or a good golfing role model or a good football playing role model. That's the entity that niggas is looking up to you in.
Why can't we just say they're a good football player? Why do we have to throw the fucking word role model behind it? Why can't we just say he's a great basketball player?
That's just America. That's the laws that is.
I am here to kill that whole shit tonight. That's what I'm here to do tonight. That's the purpose of this show. That's why I say, once again, episode 127, everybody. I am not a role model. I'm a host of a radio show. I'm a father. I'm a rapper. I'm a producer. I'm an engineer. I'm a videographer. A role model. Miss you with that shit. Hang on the line, game. Real quick, let me get to my homie, El Panama. El Panama, what's happening, homie?
Chilling, watching it, watching
game. Your mic is still open, though, game. Of course, you know, you feel me? El Panama, what's happening, man? Thanks for calling the show. Shay, I got 10 minutes to get El Panama and Shay, and I'm going to do it, goddammit, if it kill me. Homie, are you a role model? Do you consider yourself to be a role model? And what do you think a role model is? Do you believe in role models? What do you think?
I don't consider myself a role model, but I have had, you know, younger kids and stuff in the little neighborhood, you know, come up and tell me I was sort of their role model.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, if, you know, you want to believe in a role model, it should be somebody doing something positive, you know. Not, you know, positive, be positive in the community, positive in whatever aspect you want to, you know, your life you want to go. You know, anybody doing anything good, you know.
So anybody that's doing anything, but see, this is my thing. Bishop Eddie Long did a lot of good, but it turned out that he could have done bad. Should he have been a role model? He's done a lot of good. He's done community network, community service. He's done a lot of charitable gigs. He's given to charity. He's done a lot of good. But if it turns out that he was fucking with little boys, that right there, still that should knock him out. The thing is, you're saying anybody that does anything positive should be a role model. Well, what about they do positive, but everybody do positive may also do negative. So why are we putting him in this role?
Right. I say that, and like Gabe was saying, that's America's view. But my personal view, I think the only person that should be your role model is your parents. You know, and if your parent is fucked up or whatnot, and, you know, like Nuna said, you got to find somebody else, you know, a little positive. But at the end of the day, with the way times are now, you just gonna be safer by taking a little bit of good from everybody and trying to apply it to your own self. Because, I mean, it was a day and time back in the day where we had people you know, good people we can call role models. You know,
you know what? No. Let me tell you something. Let me stop you right there. Homie, listen to me. I'm going to stop you right there. You know that point in time? That was before we had TMZ, before we had the paparazzi, before we had the internet. It was before the information age when you couldn't get away with shit, when you couldn't get away with shit. Now you can't get away with shit. Now we're going to find the fuck out. See, all them goddamn past role models and shit, they was doing shit too. They just didn't have the internet and YouTube, goddammit. You feel what I'm saying? And CNN.
That's what I was going to get to. I mean, it was a time where the perception was that they were good role models, you know. You didn't see nothing bad about them.
Okay.
But now, nowadays, man, the world is so fucked up, you can only, all the people you can probably, you know, trust to be a role model is your parents, man.
And if they and if they're fucked up, then
I can't trust my mother and parents. My mama, but
I mean, my father is not my natural father. My stepfather is far more a role model in my life than my natural father because he's actually been there, done more for me than my natural father. I talk to my natural father. We cool. I love him, but to say that my parent, if I got to go with my natural parents, then I can't say that. So should I?
Neither.
You feel me?
Hey, Blizzle.
Yeah.
They got a heroin addict. You know, when I was homeless as a child, you know, he was a Vietnam vet type cat, you know, and he been through hell. And he put himself through hell. And he put all his people through hell. But you know what? This dude has positively influenced me more than anybody on the face of earth, with the exception of my mother. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, shit, you know, it ain't always, you know, you don't have to be a successful person to positively influence people. You can be a very unsuccessful person and positive. It's just all about understanding. You know, it's all about communication. It's about belief. It's about faith. It's just about a lot of shit. Because this nigga taught me how not to do everything that he did. You know, and like I say, when I was out there sleeping under, you know, when I was sleeping in abandoned cars in Louisiana and Texas as a young child, you know, this nigga had my back. He was cutting motherfuckers up, you know, who was trying to run up on me. And in a lot of my songs, I say R.I.P. to Rallo. A lot of people be like, who was Rallo? You know, that was a nigga who was homeless, who was in his 50s and 60s, who helped me out when I was 15, 16, and 14, and all of the ages. It was Big Rallo. He had a son named Rallo, too. You know what I'm saying? And I fuck with both of them. You know what I mean? But like I say, he was very unsuccessful. But this nigga was a very positive influence. He was somebody to look up to because guess what? You know what I'm saying? I didn't model myself after what he got himself fucked up behind. But I modeled myself after, you know, him showing me his pain, him forcing me to see shit in his eyes through his vision, and that nigga changed me. But you know, I don't even call him a role model. But I'm just saying, you know, you don't have to be positive to give a positive influence. Because some positive people don't even know how to talk to people. They talk down to people sometimes because they are so great. You know, they're so good. They're so much better than you. They end up alienating your whole mind. You know.
True. The line between role model and influence, because, you know, they kind of go hand in hand. Somebody that you might look up to as a role model, of course, they influencing you to do something, you know. But
he taught me how to be loyal. He taught me how to understand that every action has a reaction, a cause and effect. You do the time, you do the crime. You know what I'm saying? So to me,
at the end of the day, failure is the best teacher out of anything. Even if you succeed, you don't even learn enough. But failure is when you fail, you really learn from that shit, dog. Like when your car break down and it completely fuck up, trust me, you get that next shit and anything remotely close to that problem, you know what's going on.
I guess so, yeah.
And you're going to take it serious. And if you don't, you're a dumbass. Just like Game said, if you break down traveling, okay, he live in New York. He break down in the middle of New Jersey in the fucking woods, and he's looking stupid. His fucking phone ain't got no battery. Guess what? Game will never do that again. And I'm not saying he has done it, but I'm saying if he did it, I feel like he won't do it again.
Right.
And he won't
put himself in that same position.
when you get lost on the road, you know your way. So I've many times been out of Atlanta, got lost, twisted around, but after that night, I was good.
Because you want to know something? I had learned game. I learned when I travel long ways to have a backup phone battery for my phone.
Yeah.
Or
have a halo. That's what, like me, when I get out on that road, it'd be times I might just jump out there and just get out there. You know, understand what I'm saying? You got to have a halo. Like me, I try to keep a good motherfucker in every little major city that I'm traveling toward. Like when I play that Northeast Corridor, I'm out in North Jersey. I got a Jersey City motherfucker. I'm in the middle, mid-Jersey. Okay, Trent, I got
Hold
some 7A over there.
Gang,
so
gang.
It helps out.
Hold up, gang. Give me a second. Everybody listen to the show. Pay attention real quick. It's very important. If you want to continue listening to the show and you listen to me at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, you got about 50 seconds to dial 347-934-0966. The live streaming portion of my show is about to end in under a minute. You must dial 347-934-0966 if you want to participate in the ongoing discussion. I got one more call that I'm going to take, and then I'm going to open up the phone lines and everybody have it go at it. It's called what I call the K-100 After Party, so everybody's mics will be open and everybody can talk back and forth to everybody. But you only got about 30 seconds to dial 347-934-0966. Once again, if you listen to me on the internet, thanks for tuning into the show. I'm going to run the outro music real quick, and we're going to come back for the after party. Stand by. Still got my homie Noonie on the line. Still got my homegirl Nikki on the line. Still got Game Hunt on the line. I'm gonna go to my homegirl Shay's phone. And then, I got Shay. I like to give everybody at least one opportunity to have their one-on-one. My homie El Panama was just on the line. I'm going to switch from him. I'm going to go to Shay. And then whoever's in the 409 that's raising their hand, let them give their one up and let them give their one-on-one. And then we're going to open up the mics, all right? So right now we got Shay on the line. Thanks for calling the phone, Shay. El Panama, don't hang up on me. We're going to be around for the after party. All right, dog?
Ramp my
All
right. Shay, what's happening, babe?
Hey, what's up?
Thanks for calling
me. Ramp my
booty.
Hey, Shay. So, Shay, you already heard. You've been on the phone for a minute. And 409, you up next. Do you consider yourself a role model? Or do you feel like role models are... Is it good to have role models? What does it take to be a role model? What do you think?
I don't consider myself to be a role model, but I have been told, you know, by certain people that, you know, that they look up to me or that, you know, they look at something that I'm doing. So after hearing things like that, I do be a little bit more mindful of certain things that I do. I haven't, like, changed my life or anything, but, like, when I'm at work or out in public, in certain areas, I am a little bit more mindful of how I carry myself and things that I do, so that way if somebody is looking at me, then, you know, I'll give them something positive to look at.
Okay, so do you believe in role models? Do you think that rappers or actors or politicians or famous people, that kids should look up to people that they never met? Do you believe in the whole mantra of role models? Do you buy into it, or do you think, like, no one should be a role model, no one should look up to anybody like that, or what do you feel about it?
I believe a role model should start at home. I mean, I don't understand the concept of having somebody that you don't know or that you've never met and that doesn't have a direct influence on your life like that as a role model. My daddy is my role model. And not just because he's my daddy, but because of the kind of man that he is, and I can see the things that he does. I mean, and that is not to say that I want to emulate him, but my role model in the sense that, you know, a lot of the things that my dad does, I don't see in some other men. And also some of the things that he has done, I don't want to do. You know, and it's kind of like teaching me, like, what to do, how to live, and also kind of like what not to do. So that's how I say that my daddy is my role model.
Okay, well, that's good. Was your daddy a role model? I got no problem with that. Have you ever had a role model yourself that let you down?
No, again, like I said, you know, my dad, if anything, has always been our role model. And you know, when I see him slip up, because he's a man and he's human, I don't see that as necessarily letting me down. That's kind of like teaching me a life lesson. Again, like I said, it's something not to do.
Right, right. I like that answer because a lot of people saying your parents should be your role model. Well, goddamn it, your parents going to let your ass down. I know I done let my kids down. I know I done told my kids, man, I'm going to come do this or do that, or I'm going to get this or get that for you, and I couldn't for whatever circumstance might have happened. To a child, that's a letdown. You feel what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, you have to explain it, break it down to them or whatever, and understand that, you know, it could have been a host of issues why daddy couldn't do it. You feel what I'm saying? Don't leave him out there high. A real parent don't leave him out there high and dry with no explanation. You don't tell your child you're going to come get him, and then don't call him for 2 weeks and be like, well, they forgot. No, they ain't remember. You just tell them, look, I couldn't come because, and you make sure you explain it to them. That's the best that I can do. You feel what I'm saying? Because something came up. But at the end of the day, I like the fact that you said that, you know, your daddy has done things, and it wasn't necessarily a letdown. It was just a life lesson, or that you, that's good.
I'm glad that you said that because, you know, as a child, that happened with me. You know, my dad has, I guess you could say, as a child, you see it as a letdown. But your kids, when they get older, as they become adults, you know, they will come to learn that those things that they thought let down, as they get older, they process things as an adult. You know, they'll come to terms with, like, oh, okay, things will make more sense. Okay, this is why that happened. Okay, this is why daddy had to do this or do that or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, exactly. All right. Stay on the line, Shay. I'm going to get to this 409 call, and then I'm getting ready to open up these lines for the after party, all right?
Okay.
All right, 409, you on the air with K100. Thanks for calling.
Southeast Texas, what it do?
Port Arthur, Texas.
Same thing, wow. You know what time it is.
What's happening?
If you don't know your goddamn geography, and I know who this is, then you need to go back to school. Talking about Port Arthur, you need to go to Port Arthur school, boy, and tell them where the hell you live.
Let it be known, Port Arthur, Texas.
Hello.
Orange or Beaumont or none of them.
The number one AIDS capital of America. Yeah, yeah.
Talk
about it. Hello.
I need to stay away from Port Arthur then.
Yeah, don't do that.
It can't be no worse than Bay County. What's your name,
man? The only thing good came out of there is Pimp C, man. Pimp C. That's the realest rapper alive. I mean, well, not alive, but he's still alive in my book. You feel me? Anyways,
wow.
409, talk to us.
What's your name? What's your name first? Because I don't know who you is. I don't know you, Shawty. What's your name?
My name is Shateria.
What's going on, Shateria? Thanks for calling K100. I appreciate it. You're rocking with the best of them. I'm your host, Blizzum. I got Noonan Jr. on the line, Nikki on the line, Game on the line, and some more people. But I got my homegirl from Port. What is it again?
What is it again?
Port, what now?
Think about it.
Oh, shit. From the 409, goddammit. On the fucking. Let me ask you this. What do you think about role models? You feel what I'm saying? Are you a role model? Do you believe in role models? What do you think a role model is?
Yeah, I think I'm a role model.
You do?
Role model is. I like when people say they have haters. I'm like, no, you don't have haters. You just got people that look up to you. You're their role model. Just keep doing your thing, get them something to look at, and don't slip.
So you don't mind people saying that you are somebody they want to emulate totally?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Are you flawed are you flawed by any chance in any way that you can admit to?
Of course, I'm human. I make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. But
so you think that it's okay for people to make your same mistakes, to emulate those mistakes? Do you think they should?
Well, no, I don't think people should fall in the same holes I fall in. So, therefore,
right.
you know, they learn from your mistakes. Some people do, and then I sat there and made the same mistakes my mama made. So, and she was trying to tell me not to do the things she done.
Now, your mama's still your role model, though, huh?
Yeah, she's still my role model.
Okay. So basically, per the definition of the word, which means you want to emulate the actions and success of other people. It doesn't say anything about the failures in the definition of role model. So, but you're going to go ahead and say that even with your faults and your negative, that people should still want to emulate you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
People still see me and still want to see how do I just smile all the time. And they wondering if I am struggling. They want to come in my world and see what's going on. Why is she so smiley? Why is she so happy all the time? Like, is she this perfect person that we see on the outside, and that's being a role model.
Okay.
That reminds me of that Mary Mary song.
I can't even think of that though right now.
I don't know if I buy into the because you're harping on the things that you're smiling and all that, but you're leaving out. You're not leaving it out, but you're just acting as though that other part of you is not part of emulate. Because when you emulate something, you emulate it to the fullest. You imitate it. You mimic it. You mirror it. You mirror the curves, the squares, the shapes, the corners. And so to do that, that means they got to emulate and imitate your negative and your positive. You feel what I'm saying? You got to do both of them. You can't leave it out.
A role model will teach you, yes, we are all human. We all going to make mistakes. We all going to fall. You got to get back up and, you know, just keep a smile on your face. Stay positive. That's your role model. You don't want to have a role model that is thinking negative all the time. And
a role model that's going to keep it 100. So if it's a whole bunch of negative shit going on, I would like for them to tell me. Don't sit around smiling and shit knowing that your day is fucked up. And, you know, I'm sitting around here imitating what the hell you do. So I'm sitting around
now,
here smiling.
Now, what's the definition of being negative? Does that mean that you're reporting on shit that's bad? Or does that mean that you're just, that you just make everything into a fucked up situation and when it was good? Like, what does it mean by being negative? I mean, does that mean, like, okay, if you was a Hurricane Katrina victim, you're supposed to, like, I mean, what does that mean? Like, would that be a negative detail of Hurricane Katrina? What was happening on Josephine Street when the water was rising? Is that negative, or is that just being honest? Or are you saying, like, oh, fuck my mama, fuck my daddy? Even though your mama and daddy was good to you, I mean, what's negative?
Negative to me is not thinking there's a tomorrow in place. You're just looking at the circumstance as it is that day. That's being negative. You feel like that's how your life's going to be forever. You know, you don't see nothing, no good from the outcome.
Is it about their life or how they're influencing the other person's life? We're talking about role models. We're not talking about self. We're talking about how we apply to other people. Hello.
Hello.
Go ahead. Answer the question. I mean, is when you're being positive and all that right there, you're trying to tell them look up and be on the bright side and all that, and that's good. I put it this way. I talk what you said up to as being a positive person and giving out quote unquote positive advice and being a positive, but I wouldn't equate that to being a role model. You feel what I'm saying? I can't say that I agree with your assessment because I don't think that that's being a role model. You just being a positive person. And I applaud you for that. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? If that's what you do, if you see people and you always smile and you always positive or whatever, that's cool. You feel what I'm saying? But that doesn't make you a role model. That just make you a positive thinking person.
Yeah, but me being a parent is being a role model. Me just...
Well, that's what you said at first.
It seems as if
Looney Jr. Live has backed you to the corner. And now you're changing your whole story.
Do what?
Masher.
Ah! Yeah. For real. Seriously. I see what you're saying. And when you bring up being a parent, we've already established on this show tonight that parents are the first on the front line of anything having to do with the word role model whatsoever. Anything you bring up, the first line, the first place you should be looking is the parent. So if you're a positive like that with your kids or whatever, then that's good. It's okay to say that about your kids, but if it's about other people out here in the streets, other adults, coworkers or whatever, then that's just being a positive person and being upbeat. You feel me? That's not necessarily being that you're their role model. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
hello.
But I'm a role model as far as my cousins, my nieces, like friends. I'm not going to sit there and portray that I am the perfect positive person. They just want to know how, through all the situations that you've been through, you still can be able to look at something better in the future. You're not just going to dwell on the past for the entire day. You're not going to...
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you not dwell to them? Or are you actually dwelling on the inside when it's you and only you, or do you just not show them? I mean, I'm just asking. I want you to keep it 100.
I go through the motions with myself. I go through the motions with my sister, friends, and family, but at the end of the day, as a role model, you want to show people, hey, you still have to look at
so you want to be a role model
way.
Then. You actively accept it and you actively are throwing yourself out there because you are conscious of the fact that you do not want to necessarily reflect how you truly feel, which I'm not saying that you're being fake, so please don't take it that way. Don't start that shit. I'm just saying that, you know, you don't even show that side, at least
true
not to
story. There's a true story. Yesterday I had to break down with my sister, my daughter. You know, she talks to me like we are, like she's 25 years old. I have a cousin who is 22 years old. I would want to talk to my little cousin and have her listen to me and not say, well, you did it, so why you don't want me to do it? And I have a seven-year-old daughter that looks up to me, and I had to talk to her yesterday and be like, hey, you know, my little cousin Michelle, when I talk to her, I want her to be able to listen to me. Just like when I'm going to talk to you and you 22 years old, I want you to be able to listen to me, not do what I did before or just look at what I did before and understand. You know, I heard what Mama was saying, or I seen what Mama went through.
Well,
that's
hey,
being the
hey,
role
model. Since you're bringing up parenting, well, I would like to know if and don't let's not go with if not. Let's go with if me and you were fucking each other, and your kids were home, and we're not together. I mean, no, we are together, but we're not married. Would you fuck while your kids were at home? Does that make you a bad role model? Hello.
I've been in that predicament before.
Yes,
did you know?
Would it make you a bad role model?
Did you do it?
Yeah, I did it before. Yeah, that
yeah,
made
she
me
did
a
it.
Bad role model.
Of course she did.
And on that note, it's time for the motherfucking after party.
Hello.
God damn it, man.
Hello.
An example of you want to save yourself till you're married. You don't want to do this. They don't
get a room, damn it. Get a room. Get a fucking room. 951, you're on the line. 352, you're on the line. 832, you're on the line. I think that's Lexi Poole. 912, you're on the line. 842, oh shit, I forgot Jenna. Damn it. Jenna, you used all these. I got to go back up. Jenna, El Panama, Shay, 904, 713. This is the part of the show where I open up everybody's microphone. And if you could please, if you got the kids going on in the background, if you ride with the window down, hit mute on your phone or whatever, but everybody's microphone is open, all right? This is when y'all can go back and forth and talk to each other. I like to have a free fall.
If you
like,
are cooking and washing dishes.
I could, yeah. If you got TV up loud.
I'm not doing that today.
If anybody want to talk to anybody, I ain't like what the fuck Lexi Poole said about this or whoever. This is your opportunity to goddamn talk to them personally straight up, and you ain't got to goddamn, you ain't got to go through me. If you get out of control, I'll mediate it. But for the most part, I kind of let it have a free fall for the last hour of my show. So everybody, if you're on the phone line right now, your microphone is open. Who got something to say? Who got something they want to talk about?
904, are you there? Hello.
Yeah.
Duval 904? County, 904.
Duval.
Jacksonville, you in the building?
Moncrief, 103rd, Dunn Avenue.
They don't want to
Atlanta Beach.
How do you know all these area codes?
I know that that's Jacksonville. I know about the Florida ones, but I ain't know all these. I ain't know all these other ones.
You
I ain't gonna lie.
Pulled out the names and the county.
I got a question about Port Arthur being like the number one capital because I got family from Beaumont, and you know I went to Ozan. So does that mean Beaumont is infested too? Because that ain't true.
Beaumont
because
is
I'm
way higher than Port Arthur.
Well, I got tested, and I got my results on my wall. So
well, that's
that ain't
you.
Wall.
We say everybody. He say everybody. He just said it was high. He didn't say everybody. You got lucky.
Man, hey, Lexi Poole. Lexi Poole. That girl know that everybody in Port Arthur be fucking and sucking. No condom.
But you know something really though? I'm not talking about Port Arthur, but you know, I did hear that back when I was in when I was going to Ozan. It was like you don't want to mess with nobody from Memorial, you know, because
they.
I'm just being honest.
How about you just don't want to fuck? How about you just don't fuck random people raw? Period.
That's true.
Who the fuck is that? With all that damn noise.
It ain't me.
I thought that was you.
It ain't me. I got nobody over here.
I gotta go to you.
What does that noise have to do with Lexi Poole having somebody over there?
Uh-oh.
Anybody ask you all that?
Uh-oh.
I'm by myself and I'm sitting here.
Ain't nobody.
Well, they said what was the noise? So it ain't coming from me. I ain't got no kids or nothing in the background.
Are you sheep sexing?
Am I
Are you climbing up the walls?
No.
Oh, okay. I was just checking.
Okay. I don't know who that is, but I'm going to leave it. Hopefully it'll die down.
I don't know,
man. What's going on? Anybody got anything they want to say about the show before we get into this outrageous shit that I see this conversation going to already?
You know what I'm saying? Black people, peace.
So good,
black people, have some peace.
No.
Have some who?
Please have peace.
No, it's going to get outrageous. I already see, because if we're on the line with Nooney and Nick, at some point this is going to turn into somebody talking about fucking and sucking. It's only a matter of time. Jenna. Hey, Jenna.
Hey. Jenna. Hey.
What's happening, Jenna? How you doing, babe? I didn't mean to overlook you. I'm sorry. I cannot. Wait a minute, y'all. Give me a minute with Jenna. Wait. She's the only white lady on the line. I do not want to discriminate. K100 does not discriminate. I'm not going to omit and let the only white person on the phone line not
go
have
to the back of the line.
I will not. I will not verbally assault Jana, but can I question her?
Are you going to keep it to the questions I ask?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, how are you? How are you doing, Jana? Hey, what's going on? Pull out the stand up. 361. What's up?
Yeah, hey, what's going on?
I'm just chilling. Hey, I got a couple questions for you. Do you feel like, you know, any of your kids having a role model is like, you know, do you think that's cool? Like, you know, if they look up to, you know, maybe Lil Boosie or something like that, I mean, do you think that that's cool?
I feel like this. Whatever the value of a person is, you have to evaluate that. And if it's a good value with high morals, then yeah.
It's okay.
Okay, now listen, dude. Now when you were growing up, did you know some people with high morals?
Very few, but yes.
Okay. Now, out of the very few, I don't need his name or her name, but can you tell me what that person did? I mean, like what was their occupation and what was their relationship to you?
Well, a couple of them were nurses, and they would have not only long periods of relationships, but not like how it is nowadays where you hook up with somebody and then you don't even know them the next day or whatever.
So they were nurses that you knew, and basically you're saying that they were getting into a long term relationship and they weren't all about that fucking and sucking every dude up at the club, basically, right?
Yes. And not only that, but they were educated.
They
had values. They were extraordinary. I mean, there's lots of good qualities.
Everybody has values. What kind of values? But I do understand what you're saying. I just want to throw it out there because let's not say that the crackheads don't have values. They have values too, you know. But listen. Did that have an influence or effect? Did you want to model yourself after the role that they were playing in life, like being educated, having these same value or similar values, and maybe being in long-term relationships because that's what they were doing? I mean, did that affect you? Did you look up to them? Did you want to emulate? Did you want to, I wouldn't say copy, but, you know, damn near just be like them? I mean, did that happen?
Well, yes.
So, when you say yes, now I'm about to bring up a point that I don't think was brought up today, and I'm not knocking anybody, but I'm not trying to be mean or nasty, but when you commit yourself to a man, like I think that you would, and I think that you go 100% in. I don't think that you a 20% type of commitment type person. I think that you go all out for yours. Do you think that influence from these role models has hurt you and had you maybe living a fairy tale life, having a fairy tale relationship, thinking that maybe, you know, this is the way to win in life? Because, listen, and before you answer, see, some people don't get hurt because they dog people out, which I'm not saying is right, but what I'm trying to say is, do you think that these actions of these nurses kind of got you to where you're not going to leave your man, you're going to stick by him? Because these are values that they had. These values they had taught you to stick by the man and damn near do a lot for the man. I feel like you do more for a man than what most women will do. And that's just my opinion based on conversations me and you have had. Unless you're lying to me. And I don't think you was lying. Do you feel that those actions of those nurses have impacted you to maybe make mistakes with your relationship?
To a point, yes, I will agree with that.
To what point? Explain the point.
To the point where you're down for this man and you will go to hell to high water with this motherfucker to anywhere. It doesn't matter because
so Jenna, I see where Noonie's going, and let me go ahead and bring it all home. If your goddamn man has been beating your ass, fucking other hoes, and you still with this motherfucker, and you think that positive role model that nurse was back then, you thought that her showing you to stand by your man and stay in long-term relationship was helping you, if it did, in fact, come back to hurt you because you still stand with a no-good-ass nigga. Is this where we're at, Noonie? Is this what we're getting to?
Not really. I mean, kind of. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I just feel like nobody said anything about that. Nobody to today. I haven't heard it. Maybe I wasn't listening. Maybe I was smoking dope.
No, you're right. Nobody heard it. Nobody brought it up. Go ahead, please. Who said that?
Alexis, what was the comment that no one said?
The comment that no one brought up the point that sometimes you look at people and what you think is a positive aspect that you try to emulate ends up turning out to be a negative. I.e., if you looked at your mama and daddy grow up and they stayed in a relationship even though it was bad, they raised you to say we don't get divorces around, we don't believe in that, and they stayed married for 30 years and out of them 30 years only got them 10 of them was decent. And that's why your ass won't leave a nigga that mash your ass every motherfucking night. Or a nigga that fucked your homegirl. Because you don't believe in divorce because your mama and them or your grandma and them didn't goddamn motherfucking do it. I think he has a valid point. Am I right?
You know what?
That is so
true. That relates to looking at what they're doing and learning what not to do.
Okay.
Role models are people. They're not perfect. I mean, you have
listen. I didn't say they were perfect. I asked you was have things you have learned and emulated from a role model, have these things hurt you? Have they made you worse off? That's what I want
to
know.
I
didn't say anything about being perfect.
You have to discern what to take and what to leave. That's why I said you have to see.
Did you just say you have to or you should?
You have to. I mean, if you're going to look at somebody as a role model, you have to realize
how
that
do you have to do
people.
It? Only thing you got to do is stay black and die.
Unless you want to make the same mistakes and your black ass and be dead, then yeah, you.
And
have to
so, do you think that everybody has that? That everybody does that? You think everybody learns and deciphers?
If they don't, then they will make mistakes.
Do you think that they do it? Do you think 100% of the population is able to do that?
But you know what? Whether or not they're able to is a different question. I said that's what you have to do, and if you're
not
able to,
of course, it's different. It was the original question.
Yeah, the
my opinion on the whole thing is, like, I really feel like if I had better role models, I would have came out as good as I did. You know, some people can say if you got good role models, it'll do out good. If you have bad role models, it'll bring you out bad. But you know what? I've seen some people would get really good parents, stay together forever, taught them right from wrong. But at the end of the day, you have to determine your own way. It's like, I'm going to be real. Like, my mom, you know, when her and my dad was together, you know what I'm saying, then after the divorce, my mama was really promiscuous. Like, she's brought different niggas over every night. Like, I done seen dudes coming in and out. You know, she was selling drugs out of the house, and I didn't turn into any of that. You know what I'm saying? I think me being rebellious chose to do the opposite of what she did, and a lot of us as humans have that rebellious nature.
But see, listen,
we like
listen,
to do
listen,
the
listen,
opposite.
Hey, let... What you're calling rebellious, I don't think that's rebellious. I think she was rebellious. You have conducted yourself like a woman is supposed to.
But you know, the point that I'm making is I had a negative influence. But that negative influence didn't turn me negative, actually made me into a positive person. So my question is, just because you have a positive role model in your life, does that necessarily mean that the offspring is going to be positive too?
And that's the same thing that I was getting at.
Oh, well, I just took it from a different perspective. So I'm just going to say everyone determines their own future. Some people can differentiate. Some people can't. Some people take the positive to the negative. Some people can't. I just feel some people are meant to be condemned and some people aren't. I'm sorry. You can't say
that. Well, if you believe that, then why do you believe in the concept of role models then? If everybody's going to do what they want to do and make their own path,
I mean, because,
why would anybody look up to anybody?
Because you know why listen,
why
because
do we have role
models? Some people need that extra push. Some people have their own way. Some people make their own way. It all depends. Everybody's different. Whatever. Everybody's different. Some people make their own way. Some people don't.
My opinion is it's human nature. That's in your culture. You're going to look up to something. Look at it as shit, the cavemen. They had to look up to somebody in order to learn how to get warm.
Is somebody getting fucked in the ass in the background?
What the fuck is that? I gotta go through and start muting shit. What the fuck? Is somebody snoring?
No, who the hell that is?
Is somebody getting fucked in the ass?
That shit just don't make no sense.
Hold on, hold on.
Like,
let me
move
on
right here.
Hold on, I gotta go through and mute some shit. Be quiet, quiet. Somebody snoring.
Is that a fucking grasshopper?
Wake up, game.
That ain't game. That's not game. Hold on. Let me go through a mute. Hold on. I think it's 904, man. Yeah, that's
what
motherfucker.
The
904.
Hello.
Man. That's them.
Hello.
I muted their ass. They gone. Yeah. Oh, yeah, hold on. Now they done woke up and heard us talk about their ass. They just talking.
Feeling the pain off that motherfucker.
Same. I should have wrote down their whole number and called their ass back. They got lame ass.
That's
this show was not that motherfucking boring, bitch.
How you gonna sleep during the show?
You know what I'm saying? Hell no. Anyway, that's what we was talking about. I still got 12 people on the line. Thanks everybody for hanging in there with me for the after party. You dig? Anybody else? It's open forum, man. Anybody want to bring up anything? It don't matter. Go ahead.
Hello.
Forum. Hello.
Hey, Blizzard.
No. Did you finish
the
point?
Hey, Blizzard, I'm gonna let you know about some shows that I'm gonna do when I start back up, man. I'm gonna do a show called Second Chance.
Okay.
Or maybe third or fourth chance. You know, I'm gonna kind of get into the whole second chance and shit. Like, how many, you know, should a person get a second chance? You know, why? You know, how? What? And I'm also talk about. I'm also do a show called They Say Only God Can Judge Me, But.
Right.
Because, you know, I always hear people say that. Only God can judge me. But, you know, a lot of people judge you, though.
That's a motherfucking lie, nigga. Do something wrong and get locked the fuck up. I bet you have a motherfucker on that judge, on that goddamn.
Right?
Hello.
Right.
Hey, listen. I know that people going to call in and have their differences. I know.
Because,
see, some people have been programmed. Some people have been, I mean, everybody has been programmed, damn shit. You know, everybody's programmed, no matter how you look at it.
Everybody
good,
judge you,
bad,
man.
Tall, small, up or down.
Your wife going to judge you, your kids going to judge you, your teachers going to judge you, everybody going to judge you. And we just some judgmental motherfuckers. People just judgmental motherfuckers, man. Everybody is. Everybody like to say, I'm not. Yeah, you judge somebody. Everybody judge some fucking body in some way, shape, or form. I don't give a shit who you are.
No,
ultimately.
Do a show about comparing your significant other to someone else.
Why would you do that? You just want to break up. You want to break up, nigga? Compare me to another nigga, bitch. Compare me to another nigga, bitch, and we do. I'm telling you right now. First time a bitch do it, I'm out. Bitch, deuces. Don't compare me to now another nigga. I break up with
the whole ASAP
body.
The argument was I compared him to someone, and he was like, well, I compare you to someone. Well, do it.
Why would you compare your man to somebody else, though?
I don't want to be compared to anybody else.
Hold on, let me know. Why would you do that? Who said that? Why would you do that?
This is 409. It's Tyria.
Okay, why would you do that?
Because we've been going through a circle for 10 years. That's why.
Oh, Lord.
But what does that have to do with comparing him to somebody else?
Why don't you compare yourself to, because you staying with him for 10 years. You should have been gone.
I mean,
I did. We have a 7-year-old, so it's not like we just been together for 10 years.
And?
We've been working through.
But you know what, Blizzum? Some men ask, they ask questions. Yeah, ask a woman. Well, did your ex, was your ex better or
who the fuck?
How the
fuck
men
do that? Your guys do that. They don't
want to
know the answer.
Yeah,
what the men do that? Did your
some
ex,
guys do it? People
did
guys
your ex hit you from the back
do.
And put whipped cream? Did they put? Did your ex put waffles and syrup on your back when he hit you from back? Like,
no,
who
I didn't say my ex. Because I don't talk to my ex about situations like that.
I mean,
there are
you,
some guys who ask those questions. You can't.
So you've been
some
with
women
some guys
who
ask that ask like about your ex and stuff. Like you've been with some guy. Because if
I
a nigga asks me about my ex, if a nigga asks me about my ex, then that means he got too much time on his hands, and obviously he's insecure about some shit. Because who gives a fuck about the next motherfucker, really? Or the past motherfucker,
past.
I would have to say. Or the past
yeah.
motherfucker. There's a reason why he's not
here.
There's a reason why he's not here and you are, so there's no need to question me about no bullshit like that.
I think, you know what, though? But you know what, niggas, I've never done, I don't do it myself. But I think a lot of niggas, man, might ask some shit like that because niggas be all proper. They be, for some reason, man, niggas always want to feel like they beating the bitch pussy up the best at that moment. I don't give a fuck. They want,
right.
a nigga always want to feel like, nigga, he the champ in the pussy. He don't give a fuck. I don't know no nigga. Now, I don't know no nigga who
yeah,
don't really want to feel like that. But still.
Well, if a motherfucker asks me some shit like that,
I do know some niggas, like, I got some cousins, they don't ask women that type of shit because they don't give a fuck if they beat it up the best. They
right.
just want a nut. They just want a nut and get the fuck,
right.
you hear me?
Now,
I have asked a woman that shit, but like I don't get mad if she say yes or no. I mean, sometimes it's just something to talk about. You feel me? Just something to bullshit about. You know, like if motherfucker say no to you, what you gonna get mad? You know what I'm saying? And if a motherfucker say yes, well, is she telling
it's
the truth? Because some people just say the shit just to pump your head up. Like I have. Like, and I'm not saying that I do it. If a woman asks me, is my pussy the best? Is my head the best? If I tell you it is, then it is now. But I know a lot of niggas. I know a lot of niggas that tell women, oh, yeah, baby, you put it on me. They just do the shit to shut your ass up so you can do it again. Because the bitch who does it the best ain't doing it no more. Shit. I'm just telling you.
That's a question you really don't want to know the answer to unless you... You know, big enough that you can take the real answer. Because if you ask,
no,
no,
no, no,
you
about to make me send out a text message.
It's gonna be hurt.
Don't let Nudie fuck up your dick. Now, don't be sending out random texts.
I'm about to send out a text message and ask a question. Let me see. Message.
Goddamn.
New message.
Why you wanna? Tell us what the nigga say. We finna ask him, is your pussy the best?
I've been told, but I'm about to ask again to reiterate. Cause I like to hear the story be the same every time you ask a question, whether I asked you a month ago or 6 months ago.
Well, I mean,
maybe your pussy was great last month, but
you know what? Everything comes out after the relationship is over. I'm just gonna be honest. Because after it's over, the nigga's gone and he ain't got no reason to lie to your ass no more. So if my ex is telling the same thing.
Some niggas got reason to lie forever.
Well, everybody's the same. 99% of the time, they ain't got no reason to lie. They ain't got no reason to lie because I know if it's over, I'm just tell you like it is. We ain't get back together.
Party ass niggas, they lie.
Actually, when it's over, you just say shit to hurt they ego.
That's what I'm
going to
say. Some of you motherfuckers bitches sit there and lie.
That's what they do.
If a nigga, Nigga, you little dick motherfucker, bitch. How the fuck my bitch? You was gagging on this. You was gagging on this motherfucker, screaming at the top of your loud fucking the shit out of you. I could have put this bitch all the way in. Now I'm a little dick motherfucker.
Good. It was
cause
good.
You mad, bitch.
The line, though,
you know what I'm saying? Because the bitch mad. You know what I'm saying?
Because they mad.
Because I told my ex when we was together, so I ain't got no reason to lie. I'm not going to lie on no dick. I'm not. I'm sorry. If you don't want to know, just don't ask me. Because I ain't, what I got to lie for?
Do you fake it in the bed? Do you fake it? He should already know if he's good or not. Do you fake it?
Yeah, I used to fake it.
Oh, my gosh. He wasn't no good.
Bye.
Shoot her again.
Hey. He didn't ask, did you used to fake it? He asked, do you fake it now? That's what he said.
Do I fake it now? No, hell no.
But why did you fake it in the first place?
Why did I fake it then with him?
It's going to be over with.
Because I cared about him, you know? I didn't want to hurt his feelings. I'm going to be honest, I cared about him. I'm a real woman.
So
I'm
you
beyond
the deceived him.
A real woman would have told him that his dick was bad and wouldn't have faked it. A real woman would have tried to coach that nigga in the trying
well,
to
teach
do
him.
Something
I did
better,
try to teach him.
You know, and
I
let
did,
him
and
know,
I was honest
and
with
let
him.
Him know, nigga, your dick ain't shit. Don't break up with that man. Let him walk around the streets thinking he big dick King Kong ding along and shit. And you know good and goddamn well that nigga ain't faking on shit. Like you let them
I ain't
know
gonna
so
lie. I ain't gonna lie.
What type
on
of shit
no
is
dick,
that?
Huh? I ain't gonna lie on no dick. Like I told him, you know.
I'm
mean,
saying you shouldn't have faked with him. You should have told him. Like you,
I mean,
you,
after what they done, I told him. You know, I told
your dick
him
ain't shit. Your dick ain't shit. I'm finna tell you how you can make it something. Damn it.
I was like, you know, baby, do it like this. But if you ain't got the right rod, I can't help you. I can only help you so much.
So
like,
it
you
was
know,
about
to your
so it was,
on
it
that.
Was about how big it was.
Huh?
So it was
about
the size.
How big it was.
Yeah, like I can't do nothing about that. I can teach you how to lick it. If you work it, if you got the materials, I can show you how to work it. You ain't got
it. You taught him how to lick it?
I said, yeah, I had to teach him. That was my first job. I can't
how did
you no
teach
call.
Him how to lick it?
Did
like,
you know how to lick it?
Did you use cantaloupe or?
Go right there. No, I use myself. Go right here.
Damn, you flexible in the mud. What, you took your ribs out like Marilyn Manson? Like, how did you
hey, Blizzum, see, it wasn't me that turned it into fucking and sucking now. I was on some, hey, bro, I wasn't, hey, listen, I was on some real shit with Jana now. I was on some real shit.
I know. I did it. I said, fuck it, I wanted to turn it around. Fuck it.
Y'all turned it into me.
I wanted to
Hey, if y'all want to get nasty now, y'all know that. Hey, that's right up my alley now. That's me all day, but I ain't
know,
on that
I got
shit
a question,
tonight.
Though. I really got a question, like, honestly.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be nasty. We all adults, so it's not such thing as being nasty when it comes to sex. You know what I'm saying? But, honestly, does it really, really matter if a girl's pussy is fat or not? I'm just curious. Like, what does it do? Because the pussy is, isn't it just, it's kind of like when a girl got a big ass.
It just
looks
good.
It's eye candy. It's eye candy.
It just looks good. Yes, eye candy. It don't really matter as far as, it's really, honestly, as far as how good a pussy is. I done seen bitches with fat pussy, with bad pussy, and bitches with little small lips with some good pussy. It's all about how you work that motherfucker pussy, how deep that pussy is, how tight it
oh,
is.
Oh, it's just
how
eye candy, right?
You feel me?
If
it's fat, yeah, if it's fat, it just look good in the past. You know, it just look good. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But if it's fat, it don't necessarily mean it's some good pussy. You feel what I'm saying?
It
looks
good.
Good.
It can turn you on a little bit when you look at
it. Yeah. It's like
I always wanted to know that because it ain't got nothing to do with what's on the inside of the pack.
No, really
that's just a wrapper,
really
you know?
No, really
I
don't.
Just want to know. I've been wanting to know
that. That girl said it's just a rapper. Word is original.
It's like a girl with a fat ass. Like, just because she got a fat ass don't mean she can fuck. You feel what I'm saying? Just because she got a nice ass and some big titties don't mean she can fuck. Don't mean she can
or
suck no
just
dick.
Because she got big lips don't mean she can suck. Well, I don't
that's
know.
True.
Wait, I don't
it
know.
Look good. Just like every nigga with a motherfucking six pack can't fuck either. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So
every motherfucker with a big dick can't do it either. I can thank you. Shit.
I mean, what the fuck is that? What is that?
I don't know. Sound like a war is going on.
I muted
in this
it.
Bitch,
huh? I muted it. That's 713. I had to mute that.
But you know what? I can also say, just some girls say, oh, if a nigga can dance, he can fuck. But that ain't always true either.
Yeah, some of them that can dance can fuck.
Oh. Yep, they be getting it.
They
be saving it for the bedroom. They's like, they don't show it out on the floor, but they be saving it for yes. Right? Look, this is my kind of topic. Y'all stop.
I'm just saying, like,
Lexi Poo, have you been drinking?
A little bit. I just started.
Yeah, she be trying to be goody two shoes sometime on you.
But
don't
when
you
I start drinking, it unleashes somebody. But anywho.
Yeah.
Hey, was she the one that said the nurses were your role model? I think I'm just bringing the beast out in you then. That's what it is.
Say what now?
Was she the one that said something about
Boost
nurses being role model?
No, that was Jenna. Jenna said something.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
Yeah, that was Jenna.
Damn.
I was like, who's
Cricket? Cricket.
You know, every time every nurse I know is a fucking freak, man. I swear. I don't know
what
I'm
sorry.
I don't know why
nurses in my family and they all like.
Hey, but listen, every teacher that I know is like a freak too.
You know what I think it is, Noonie? I think for some reason, I don't know if it has to do with the fact that they nurture people for a living or something. I don't know if that translates to they want to nurture in the bed and go hard or something, because you're nurturing young minds as a teacher and you're nurturing people trying to get them healthy in the hospital. And I think that shit must mentally translate it to I want to make you feel good in the bed. Or groom you in the bed. I don't know.
Bro, listen,
because
you
know
what it is?
Hey.
Because, like, the
workplace
of society, you got to have this one kind of image, and then when it gets to the bedroom, you're like, damn, this is how I really
feel. That's what it is.
You know what I think, though,
Liz?
Yeah. You know what I think? Because my aunt, she's a nurse, and she's like 47. She just went back to get her bachelor's in nursing. And she took me to Galveston with her because she had to do, like, an exam, and she's an actual model. And, like, she had to do an actual exam of my, you know, vagina. And I'm her niece, so, you know, I'm not thinking of it, you know. And she was teaching me. She was like, Alexis, you got to always remember, because I'm a chemistry major, so I might need this. And she's like, you always need to remember, if you do an exam on a woman's vagina, you always have to use your middle finger, because if you use your thumb, it's considered sexual. And I was like, what? And she was teaching me how you're supposed to touch the knee first. Like, if you ever go get a pap smear or whatever, and the doctor first touches your knee and asks you, can you feel that? And then they run. And she was explaining everything to me. And I'm like, damn, ain't he? Like, you know, she knows about all that shit. And I'm like, you know, they teach them that stuff. So that's probably why. They know the points and everything to turn somebody on. So, I mean, that's probably why they're so freaky.
But a nurse ain't got no business playing nobody pussy. What the fuck a nurse doing down there?
If you OB nurse, yes, you do.
I'm talking about nurses that work in nursing homes or wherever.
She works at a hospital. She doesn't work. Don't try to say my I don't think it has nothing to do with that. Because in my anatomy class, we had an actual man come in, and he had to strip naked, and they had to show, like, how to do an actual, like, a check. Like, how do the guys get their checkups done? You have to hold the bars and all that. They have to teach you all that stuff. And I mean, it didn't do nothing
for the hospital itself on real people.
Yeah, so it didn't do nothing for me. I mean, that's natural.
Oh no,
he wanted some cigarettes too.
Oh Lord, get on my nerves.
You know what I hate? You know what I hate, by the way. And I don't know if I'm offending anybody on the line. And Noonie, I don't know if you with me, homie. Don't you hate bitches that smoke cigarettes?
Man, bruh, I hate that shit. I hate that shit.
Well,
I hate that shit. I hate that shit.
Fuck both of y'all.
No, you will not. Hey, you know what? See, that's where you fuck up. And I'm not saying that I go around kissing on people, but I'm gonna tell you like this: a motherfucker smoke, all you will do is get fucked. Bent over, you know what I'm saying? Because motherfucker that's smoking, women have they little restrictions on what they don't like, and I don't try to control nobody, but I will never, I don't go around kissing women like that, no way. But if I do kiss a woman, smoking that cigarette shit, hell no, fuck that.
And
that's
I believe
that, because
Nudie is health cautious. He be on the look.
I mean, I'm not a health nut, but I am health conscious. There's a lot of things about me that are healthy. But I mean, I'm just saying, I don't like the fact that, because I'm big on smell. I love how a woman smells. Mm-hmm. And when you smoke, my nigga, that shit carry that. You can't get rid of that smell. So I like to plan the chick. I like to plan the chick hair and shit.
Because
everyone I ever met, that
they don't
cigarette.
Even know I smoke cigarettes. They wouldn't know I smoke cigarettes.
But see, listen. For a person that does not smoke, if you smoke enough and you think that my non-smoking nose will not smell it, I got the nose of a fucking wild. I got the nose of a fucking dog with me.
Like
I got the nose of a dog. I will smell that shit from 10 miles away. I will smell that shit.
It's different on some people. I don't smoke in the house. Smoke don't carry
to my soul.
Because
look at where you live. You live around a bunch of crackheads. They don't give a damn about no cigarette smoke.
Listen.
I run 3 miles every day. You hear me? I run 3 miles every day. My senses be working real good.
You say I stay around some crackheads. I stay in the white neighborhood.
And them are the biggest
crackheads.
Them are the biggest crackheads.
White
people smoke the best crack. They
smoke
the best coke, and they do the best heroin.
They have the most potent shit.
Well, we need to get up. We need to set it off in this bitch.
But you need to go outside and knock on your neighbor's door and say, set it off in this motherfucker. Set it off. That's what you need to do.
Like a dog, we'll put you on that wall.
But that's true, but I stay on the north side of town.
I can stand black and mild, and I can stand weed, but cigarette smoke, like, that.
I can't stand the smell of black and mild. That shit,
I can do black. I just can't do cigarettes. It's so strong.
What the fuck is that?
Is somebody fucking up
with that?
We got a damn iguana or some kind of motherfucking
hold on. Oh, there must be 951.
Tiffany on the phone.
951.
Chocolate.
Yeah, wake up. Just you.
Wake up. Wake your ass up.
That's her ass. Chocolate!
Damn.
Damn, Nudie. I thought you said she was fine, but she's killing herself right now.
She snow like that right there?
Well, listen, man. Hey.
Hey,
in her city, in her city, it's 7:50 p.m.
Damn.
Well, I know her ass need to be awake.
Chocolate! Look at it. Listen to shit.
Sound that horn.
Hold on. Listen.
Y'all so messy. Wrong. That's when you give a phone to sleep on the show. If your ass sleepy, hang up your phone.
Damn it, man.
The rest of us here, that's
no,
what
she
ain't
was getting it in a minute ago. It was like brrrr. That bitch was getting in a minute ago.
I never even had anybody fall asleep on the phone, but I had two motherfuckers. I'm concerned, nigga. Is my show boring, y'all? What the fuck?
No, they just tired. It's been loud.
Hey, man. Hey.
These are two new people
Blizzum,
who I don't even know. What?
Blizzum, I'm about to break something down to you. You know, I can't remember. I mean, it'll happen to me a few times, though. I've been getting my dick sucked before, right? And I done fell asleep during it happening.
I did that before.
See, some females just don't understand certain things when it happens to them. They like, well, why did he fall asleep? I wasn't doing, you know, like, that. Well, let me tell you something.
I fell asleep.
Sometimes you can relax a motherfucker so good to where they just fall asleep.
Yeah.
You know, the human body is made to fail. Okay? Yeah, listen. If you know that you 1 + 1 = 2, well, you also know that 2 - 2 equals what? Hello. Okay. So with that being said, there's a beginning to everything, there's a middle point, and there's an end, a climax to everything, not just a climax to your climax. You feel me? So, you know, people don't understand, you know. Basically what I'm trying to say is, maybe it's an impatient person who wasn't paying attention because not because they didn't like the show, because they wanted to talk real, you know, or your show soothed them. It soothed them.
Is it soothing?
I think
that's
soothed.
What I thought
I
put
I
think
because
that's
I soothed her ass right the fuck up out of here, too.
Because listen, man.
Look,
Blizzum. See, Blizzum, some people don't have dialogue with people every day. Some people only will call your show to listen to the conversations, and it soothes them. Some people don't talk to people.
You hear this, bitch? Listen to this, bitch.
I hear.
Write her number down so you can call her back on another show.
Wow. You know this shit's being recorded,
right?
I've been
on the pillow and everything.
You know this shit being recorded. Hey, Noonie, I'm going to send you a snippet of the MP3 of this bitch snoring on my goddamn show. And the next time she called the motherfucking Noonie Jr. show, you play this shit back. Everybody be quiet. Hold up, everybody. Be quiet so I can make sure we get this shit loud and clear on the MP3. Oh, shit.
Why does she get quiet when we get quiet? That made me think I had some sleep.
Oh, shit. Chocolate!
Oh, all right. Somebody woke her up.
Oh, man. I'm muted her ass now. Not somebody want to get in the car and drive and shit. Who's that?
Sound, hey, bro. It sound like a damn forklift. The motherfucker driving a forklift in their backyard. What the fuck?
Oh, man.
Hey, man, listen.
We only got 5 minutes left in the show.
Hey, Blizzum.
Yes.
Blizzum.
Yes.
I'm finna call. I want you to listen to this.
Okay.
Just give me a second.
Hello.
Were you sleeping on the K100 radio show? So you just admitted to sleeping?
Yes, I admit it. I just fell asleep.
Can you click back over and let us rip you a new asshole?
Okay.
Click back over now. Thank you.
Okay.
And say, hey, when you click over, say, this is Chocolate. Do it now. Now.
Hello.
Yes. Is this Chocolate?
Yes.
You fall asleep on my fucking show.
Smash that motherfucker.
Smash that motherfucker. Oh,
my fucking show. Did you do it? I stood on my feet for 7 hours today in Twisted Dread.
So you know I just recorded your ass snoring. It's going to be on the MP3 playback. And I'm going to send Noonie a copy of it. Right.
Hey, Blizzum. That's not all you did. You did more than record it. You also labeled her as a
what?
As a bitch.
What I say? Oh yeah, yeah. Did this bitch actually fall asleep on my show?
I'll take that one because I do feel bad. I'm sorry.
Damn, she's a good girl, huh, Blizzum?
On and get embarrassed.
Hey, Blizzum, you might fall in love with her, bro.
You know what, Chocolate? The only way you can save yourself and save face with Blizzum and K100 is friend me, and I see if you're a fine motherfucker, I'm going to give you a pass.
Oh.
Yay!
But you got a pass.
But if you're ugly, I'm going to talk about you. All right. So we got 3 minutes left. I can't believe you actually answered the phone. I can't believe you answered the phone and clicked back over. What kind of power does Noonie have over you? What kind of power does Noonie have over you?
That's my Noonie there.
Click back over now.
I can't believe you let him set you up. I can't believe you let him set you up like that. Oh, my God.
Hey, man.
That made the show.
Hey, Blizzum.
I can't believe
you. Blizzum.
She actually clicked back over and was like, hello.
He said, do it now.
Let me tell you something about my homie right there, right? California shows the most love, man. And that's all I got to say, man. When I was in Dago, when I was in Oakland, and when I was in L.A., man, and when I was in San Jose and Richmond, if somebody from Cali fuck with you, they fuck with you all the way. You feel me?
Right.
Yeah.
Like with your music or your promo or whatever you're DJing, whatever you doing, if Cali fucking with you, my nigga, like, dog, Cali still, like, you know, Cali supports who they support. You know what I'm saying? Cali don't give a fuck what New York doing. Cali don't give a fuck what Atlanta doing. Cali don't give a fuck what Houston is doing. They don't give a fuck about what these people, they support who they support. So
yeah, Lord,
I just feel like, man, she got that she got that California swag, you know? Hey.
Avatar in this bitch.
Baby who?
Avatar in this bitch.
That's how you sounded, Chocolate. I'm just saying. You'll hear the replay. When you get to the replay.
Luke, I am the Lord.
Oh, shit.